Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, how sappy. How sappy. But since it's twilight time, not only figuratively, but realistically for America, I have decided to play Twilight Time by the Platters. It's a beautiful tune. It's a beautiful tune for America's Constitutional Republic. Now, here's the headline on MichaelSavage.com, the one website that tries so hard to please you with pictures. There's a picture of a beautiful woman on the top right. And the headline says, was it her or Benghazi? That's a question, of course, that requires some knowledge in order to answer it. Why would I post a picture of a beautifully coiffed woman with beautiful eyes and ask, was it her or Benghazi? Because the resignation of the CIA director today, Mr. Petraeus, stunned the political, military, and intelligence establishments. We hear it was an investigation by the FBI that uncovered the fact that he was having an affair. And, of course, being the head of the CIA, you can't have an affair. Now, that didn't apply to Bill Clinton, who was commander-in-chief and had an affair with Monica Lewinsky. As commander-in-chief, he should have resigned because he was the chief, the head of the military. But at that time, all of the corrupt liberals said it was shenanigans. It was just a boy being a boy. It was something to overlook. It was the right-wing smearing Clinton. Let him have a good time. That's what we heard. But we hear no one rushing to Petraeus' defense today except we evil right-wingers. Now, why do you think this hero was basically purged from the military today, sort of a day after the election? Because they say they discovered these emails on Wednesday after the election. It's simple. Don't even call me. I don't even need a call on this. He was supposed to testify next week about the death of our ambassador in Libya. And now, because he's no longer CIA director, they said he won't be able to testify. Now, unto itself, that makes no sense to me. I don't care whether he's a current or former CIA director, he could still testify. But you see, things are different in America now. Now that the most corrupt administration in history with the most corrupt media in American history has gotten what they want, strange things are happening. And one of our great generals, and by the way, this guy was not a desk jockey. You don't know the history of Petraeus. This guy was the real McCoy. He was a quiet, diligent leader and a very good bureaucrat and technocrat, but he was also a paratrooper and a combat veteran, unlike the fat liars who have fired him, the fat, useless degenerates who dug up this information just to get rid of him. In Hitler's time, when they had a hero general such as Rommel, when he dared criticize Hitler, Rommel, they had Rommel commit suicide. Sort of as in the days of Plato, you know, they didn't tell him to take the potion that they took in, Socrates took in his day. Instead, they gave him a revolver and said, here's your choice. Either you shoot yourself, and if you shoot yourself, we'll give you a hero's funeral and your wife will get a pension. If you don't shoot yourself, we'll try you, call you a traitor. Your children and your wife will be stripped of your military pension and of their home. So Rommel shot himself. But we don't live in those times. So now you have the FBI, as you know, well above any suspicion of having been in collusion with Obama, suddenly digging this up about a supposed affair with this woman, who herself, by the way, is a West Point graduate. You should know that about the issue. Topic number two on the Savage Nation is this big lie about amnesty for the illegal aliens. Now, I'm the only one in the media who analyzed why Romney lost from that perspective. There were many reasons. But when you analyze what I'm going to tell you, you don't even have to have a degree from the sixth grade to follow what I'm going to say. Obama got 6 to 9 million fewer Democrat votes than in 08. Can you carry that in your head? One column, 6 to 9 million fewer votes. Column B, Romney got 3 million fewer votes than Doofus got in 2008. McCain, John McShane, remember? So if one got 6 million less and the other got 3 million less, and the one with 6 million less won, what does that tell you? It tells you there's an unknown factor of voters, an unknown population of voters that were not calculated in the polls. Every poll was wrong, correct? Every poll, the most reliable polls that we know of, Rasmussen, whatever, Gallup, they were all wrong because they were asking likely voters or registered voters. Are illegal aliens, non-citizens, likely or registered voters? Answer no. But they voted in the millions. So now we're hearing that the answer to our problems is amnesty. In fact, a rather prominent talk show host who considers himself a real patriot came out yesterday and called for amnesty for illegal aliens and suddenly and surprisingly did not appear on air today. What he doesn't know is that he committed a very big mistake, in my opinion. That talk show host either showed his true colors in the estimation of millions of listeners who feel that he put a knife in their heart, or something is wrong with the picture. How many other so-called right-wingers or conservatives or traditionalists are suddenly going to jump aboard the big lie of amnesty? And I'm going to tell you today in the Savage Nation why amnesty won't work. I'll tell you exactly why, because it was tried before. 1986, the Simpson-Mazzoli Act. It was a big lie. You know what it was? Back in 86, during Reagan's time, the Amnesty Act called Simpson-Mazzoli was supposed to take care of our illegal immigration problem. And so you, your parents maybe, or people who were listening who were alive, you were promised that the landmark legislation of 86 would be the cure-all, and the citizens of this nation would no longer be overwhelmed by a third-world invasion. Remember that? Remember that we were told that? I have the law. I know about the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. It's right in front of me. It's overwhelming. It's divided into many sections. But the fact of the matter is, the bill gave unauthorized illegal aliens the opportunity to apply and gain legal status if they met mandated requirements. And I'm not going to read you what the requirements are, but we heard this malarkey before. Moreover, illegal aliens had to meet minimal knowledge requirements in U.S. history, in government, and the English language, which unfortunately most Democrats couldn't pass even if they were born here. You think that most Democrats who voted for Obama could pass a minimal knowledge requirement in U.S. history, government, and the English language? I doubt it. The bill also outlined provisions for temporary residents, travel, employment, false statements, numerical limitations, adjustments for status, and treatment of applications by designated entities. See, I have the bill. I do my research. I'm a scholar. Guess what? They lied to you. The Simpson-Mazzoli Act of 1986 is exactly what Obama and the sellout Republicans and this talk show host are saying we should do today. It was a lesson to all of us. And as long as we permit the federal government and federal courts to lie to us, we will continue to have a flood of third world immigrants into this country. So there's two topics I want to talk about. I want to talk about, was it her or Benghazi? But you know the answer. You know what it is. Then we're going to talk about the Simpson-Mazzoli Act as a big lie. And now we're going to do something that I think needs to be done. I'm not going to attack the man, but I'm going to talk about the issue. I want you to listen to the talk show host who let us say, is allegedly a conservative, and what he said yesterday, right after the election. Listen to clip one. Let's hear clip one.
We've got to get rid of the immigration issue altogether. It's simple for me to fix it. I think you control the border first. You create a pathway for those people that are here. You don't say you got to go home. And that is a position that I've evolved on. Because, you know what, it's got to be resolved. The majority of people here, if some people have criminal records, you can send them home. But if people are here, law-abiding, participating, 4 years, their kids are born here, you know, it's first secure the border, pathway to citizenship, done. You know, whatever little penalties you want to put in there if you want, but then it's done.
So suddenly this talk show host has become, suddenly this talk show host has taken the exact position of Obama. Suddenly this talk show host has taken the exact position of La Raza. Suddenly this talk show host has taken the position of the most radical of these immigrant groups. I have a question for you. Without attacking him personally, I think that he made a huge mistake career-wise, and I think he's shown himself to be rather open to criticism, to be very polite. How do you feel about this talk show host evolving, how he evolved on immigration issues, on this issue, on what he just said? You have any feelings on that? Because if you do, I'd like to hear them. I think it's very important that you understand what's coming. If you're going to hear this kind of stuff from a talk show host who's posed as a conservative, and from the Republican leadership. I'm going to ask you which way you're going to turn for your representation. Because remember, without representation, you have not even a putative democracy. You have nothing. I have said to you for years on the Savage Nation that we in the talk show business and those people in the writing professions who represent you are, in essence, your representatives. Because you know and I know that the government doesn't represent you to any great extent, whether it be the Republican Party per se. You get almost no representation anywhere. We are sort of the ministers without portfolio, which was an expression that was used for many years in England. Ministers without portfolio is what talk show hosts really are. We represent you. We are sort of ministers for the unspoken. We are the voices for those who have no voices. But when the voices of those who have no voices start to mimic the voices of those who run everything, where does that leave you, the listener of the Savage Nation? Two topics. Many callers. Everyone who gets through my call screener today gets a free copy of my just-published memoir, Train Tracks. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number, again, is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting InstaFlex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of InstaFlex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting InstaFlex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
KSFO traffic. We had stopped to the East Bay. We go 80 eastbound to the Ashby connector there. Looks like we do have a two-car accident. Now it's been pushed off to the right-hand shoulder, but traffic along eastbound 80 is really sluggish. Continues from the Maze all the way out to Pinole Valley Road there. Also an accident in the South Bay, 880 southbound at 237 connector. It's a two-car accident there blocking the second lane from the left. I'm Carolyn Burns. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources, her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX. how tomorrow moves.
Michael Savage here. Hey, look, if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, consider the gift of sight. Consider LASIK with Dr. William Ellis. He's Stanford trained and he's the best. I recently went to his office for great treatment. I never recommend anybody unless I trusted them implicitly. Consider the possibility of freedom from glasses and contacts. LASIK with Dr. Ellis is done with the most advanced German technology. Now, in celebration of the 20th anniversary of LASIK Eye and Laser Medical Center, they're offering wonderful savings with full financing available. And if you act before year's end, you may be able to use the tax-free dollars in your flex plan. So why delay? Put yourself in the caring hands of my friend, Dr. William Ellis, for big savings and a great doctor. He's the best. Call 877-933-3315. The evaluation with this offer is free. Call 877-933-3315. Next year, the tax law changes, so you better act now. Call Dr. Ellis at 877-933-3315 and tell him Michael Savage sent you.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Did you know that you can take this radio station anywhere you go? The gym, work out, the dog park, maybe kicking the sticks, or an Asian massage parlor. Well, you get it with iHeartRadio. It's 100 stations all in one. Go to iHeartRadio.com or download the free app for your mobile phone or tablet. iHeartRadio.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This song is dedicated to General Petraeus. Here we go. Whoa! Again, this song is dedicated to the FBI for the good work in finding lipstick on General Petraeus's collar. Question I have, though, is how come they didn't find the lipstick on Monday before the election? How come they found the lipstick on Petraeus's collar on Wednesday after the election? Just in time to disqualify him from testifying at the hearings next week on the death of our ambassador and others in Benghazi. What doesn't make sense to me is it doesn't matter whether he's still CIA director. What, he lost his tongue? Why can't he testify if he's resigned? What do you mean, you lose the right to speak? Is that somewhere in the Constitution that I missed? Let's say you resigned because you had a sex affair, and suddenly you lose the right to speak or the ability to speak, you become dumbstruck? Amazing. Then we have the other shocker. A so-called conservative talk show host. I mean, the truth is, I don't want to bash the guy. But he goes on the air yesterday and calls for amnesty for illegal aliens. Because he evolved on it? So what are we going to expect on Monday? All of these guys who wrap themselves in the flag and every day call themselves the great this, the great that, the patriotic this, the terrific that. I love America. God bless you. Now they're going to evolve on every other issue, right? Like, what else can they evolve on? Well, I evolved over the weekend. I believe we should pay more taxes. I evolved over the weekend, and I think that we should absolutely let Obama seize our guns. And I evolved over the weekend, and I really understand the meaning of the act that would prohibit free speech in America, because, after all, freedom is not free. Why should we be able to speak? How many other different ways can these guys evolve without understanding that this has all been written about? So you want me to get super literate, super historic? I'll do it in one paragraph. You ready? It's from the teaching of Buddha. It's one of the books I keep near my desk. I have the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the teaching of Buddha. And this just fell open just during the break. It's one paragraph. It's dedicated to the ones I love in the talk radio business who have posed as conservatives. People love their egoistic comfort, which is a love of fame and praise. But fame and praise are like incense that consumes itself and soon disappears. If people chase after honors and public acclaim and leave the way of truth, they are in serious danger and will soon have cause for regret. Bingo! If people chase after honors and public acclaim and leave the way of truth, they are in serious danger and will soon have cause for regret, written thousands of years ago in the book, The Teaching of Buddha. That's all. I rest my case. How do you feel about these topics? Let's go to the callers. I mean, they're amazing calls. Again, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's Friday. I thought it would be an easy show. It's not easy. Nothing's easy because you thought nothing would happen after Obama got elected. Well, the first, literally within 48 hours, the FBI suddenly discovered one of our hero generals, the head of the CIA, had an affair, and they outed him on Wednesday, and he resigns on Friday. We didn't know about it last Monday, last Friday, last Thursday. Are you crazy? Are you people that dumb? Is there a credible is there a credible journalist left in the media? Huh? Unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me. Tracy, California. Chris, any topic that I mentioned, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling about the comments made on the radio by another host. And, you know, I was listening to him live when he said that. And as he was saying that, I felt my stomach just turn upside down. And then he went on to say that this was an issue he's evolved on. And all I could think of was, well, then I guess I have some evolution of my own to make and no longer listen to his podcast or, well, radio station, because I have no interest in hearing a conservative tell me that I need to evolve and listen to the ideas of liberals.
Look, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I was stunned by this. That's why I'm running it. It's not to bash him. After all, we work for the same, in many ways, we're on the similar stations, we're on the same wavelength, but we're not. Something's wrong with the picture. And amnesty didn't work before, as you heard me talk about the Simpson-Mazzoli Act of 86, right? Gone. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I'm here. And, you know, the only thing that gave me...
Hold on. No, listen to me. Chris, can you hear me? First say yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, did you hear me describe the Simpson-Mazzoli Act of 1986, which is when we were duped by the federal government with amnesty before? Did you hear any of that?
Yes, I did. I've been listening to you nonstop since you came on the air today.
Okay, good. So you understand that this lie about amnesty that we're hearing today is not a new lie, it's an old lie.
Oh, absolutely. They rehash
now,
everything.
If we don't stand firm against the juggernaut of the third world invasion and the third world pressure groups like La Raza, which have taken over the government, what's next? Let's see. Let's give up our guns because what? Talk shows evolved on it? Let's give up our free speech. Let's actually put down our microphones because we might be offending somebody. Is that how we're going to evolve next week?
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Oakland officials are asking a judge to not let the federal government take over its embattled police department, citing that it is close to finally meeting court-mandated reforms. The reforms are part of an agreement reached with the department stemming from a 2003 lawsuit involving police brutality and other claims. A hearing is scheduled for next month. It could be a good weekend for skiing after a storm left up to 18 inches of snow in the Sierra. Mammoth Mountain Resort east of Yosemite was open today. Boreal north of Lake Tahoe plans to open tomorrow after getting 8 inches of new snow. KSFO traffic right now on the peninsula, 280 southbound at Magdalena Avenue there. Looks like we do have a stalled vehicle. It's blocking the slow lane. CHP is on their way. Solano County now, 80 eastbound at Pedrick Road. We do have another stalled vehicle blocking a lane. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company? Brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Raising a family, running your business, when your attention is focused somewhere else, it's really easy to forget to back up your computer files. I forgot until I got smart, and I started to back them up regularly with Carbonite Online Backup. They do all the work for you. All you have to do is set it up once. Then Carbonite will back up your computer files automatically and continually whenever you're connected to the internet. You get unlimited backup space for one computer for just $59 the entire year. It includes remote access to your backed up files from any computer, any tablet, or any smartphone. Carbonite also has plans to cover unlimited computers for your small business. I have Carbonite. We don't worry. Carbonite, thank you. And I want you to get Carbonite as well. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in my offer code Laura. You'll get a free trial, no credit card required, plus two free bonus months with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. And remember, offer code Laura.
Now at the Home Depot, get a Martha Stewart Living 100 Count Ornament Set free when you buy select Christmas trees. With holiday themes in Winterberry, Arctic, or Christmas Collectible, you can coordinate your tree, your ornaments, and your holidays with brighter Christmas savings. Starting with those 100 free Martha Stewart Living Ornaments. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house.
Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy. If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And over. Different pews for different views.
So here's the thing. If you veer from the truth, you lose everything. That's it. End of story. Now, Petraeus has an affair with his biographer, herself, by the way, a West Point graduate. She herself married to a radiologist with two children. She was in Afghanistan with him. And the two would go on five-mile jogs together. And so, okay, they had an affair. We know the behavior is unacceptable. We understand that philandering is potential grounds for court-martial, but it didn't apply to Bill Clinton. Oh, no. At that time, all of the vermin in the media who are such Obamaites today call those shenanigans. Oh, look the other way. It's the evil right wing trying to bring down a good man, Bill Clinton. Well, I don't hear that now. But you don't understand the real reason Petraeus was taken down. You're going to hear it tonight on the Savage Nation. It's somewhat to do with Benghazi and his testimony, for sure. They want to block it, which makes no sense, incidentally, because he's still an American citizen. He could still testify. I don't know where it says if you resign, even in shame, you know, you lose your right to speak. And we don't live in Nazi Germany. I mean, he could still speak, but there's something more to it that you don't know. You want to hear what it is? You ready for this?
Tell me who's going to run for the Republican ticket in 2016 who has a scintilla of a chance to win. Answer, nobody. Not one of these sacks of loserdom could ever win. The bloated hippo from New Jersey finished. The embrace of Obama finished the bloated hippo from New Jersey. Rubio, a lightweight, zero. There's nobody. I'll tell you, there was only one person. It was Petraeus. Petraeus was the only one the Republicans could have floated who would have had a chance to defeat whoever the Democrats run in 2016. We love our generals, especially real generals, as opposed to the fake ones there in the Pentagon who do it just for the benefits and the contracts. So Petraeus, in fact, was touted as a potential presidential candidate, even while President Obama made him part of his cabinet as CIA director. This is a huge step. You go from a Defense Department. First, you're a hero general, a paratrooper, 82nd Airborne. We love our heroes. We love our heroes, as we should, right? We don't have any. You forgot already that Bush fired another hero out of Afghanistan. Remember the name McChrystal? Another tough-as-nails, iron-fisted paratrooper fired by Bush. Remember that? Now we get rid of the next general. Do you know any other generals with any fame whatsoever? Any status whatsoever as a war general? There are none. They've been purged out of the military. It's a twofer that they got out of this. Twofer. What did they get out of this? The Democrats protect Obama from testimony that would prove he was derelict of his duty to defend the ambassador and told him to stand down. A. And the Republicans just shot Petraeus because they didn't want him to run. You understand it was the Republican Party who didn't want Petraeus to run because he was too honorable. Instead, they'd rather have the bloated hippo from New Jersey, one of their own, or one of the other losers that they dig out of the muck to run for office in order to lose. Yeah, I mean, I'm a very cynical personality at this point. Pardon me for not waving an American flag and calling myself the great this or the patriotic that. Pardon me. I don't have a particular moniker. I don't go by any particular Damon Runyon-esque title. All you're going to get from me, Michael Savage, if you're new to the show, is one man's opinion. And this is my opinion. The opinion is that Petraeus was thrown overboard the day after the election, really. So-called FBI discovered the affair on Wednesday. He resigns today on Friday. One, because he was supposed to testify against Obama's Benghazi debacle next week, which still makes no sense. He could still testify. And two, because no doubt people would have demanded someone honorable, someone they trusted, to run for the Republican ticket, not another darn politician who we don't trust. We have no faith in politicians, but we love our military. So who would have been better than Petraeus? Nobody. So they betrayed Petraeus. So both parties got together and they worked out a deal. The deal was the top guys in the Republican Party. See, I imagine things. Pardon me, I'm part novelist. I wrote Abuse of Power. You know, fiction. So because I'm a novelist, I think in a novelistic way. So here's the novelistic picture. Here's the screenplay. Here's the scene. Backroom deal. Whether they smoke cigars anymore or not, I don't know, nor do I care. I don't care if they sip Perrier and eat vegetables. Here's how it works. The Republican Party leadership decided they didn't want Petraeus as a candidate in 2016 because they couldn't control him because he's too honorable. The Democrats didn't want him to testify on the Benghazi debacle because it would have possibly brought Obama down. He could have been impeached, by the way, for what he didn't do. Incidentally, they could still have an impeachment hearing. Whether it would pass or not is irrelevant. He could have been seriously damaged politically, Obama. So the Republicans said, we'll go along with your exposure of this affair because we both win. That's it. This didn't happen from one side. Both sides wanted to get rid of him. Both sides wanted Petraeus out of the picture, right out of the gate, right after the election. Boom. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. If you disagree with me, you're entitled to. I didn't say it's the Holy Grail. I'm giving you my truth. By what means did I come to that conclusion? I came to that conclusion using deductive and inductive reasoning, and by using Aristotelian logic, and by analyzing the political structure for so many years, I come to that conclusion. That's it.
The phone number here is irrelevant because there's no lines and you can't get through. And then we're also talking about the amnesty and why it's a big lie, because it was tried in 86. I was here. It was under Reagan. It was the Simpson-Mazzoli Act. They lied to us then. They said that it would take care of our illegal immigration invasion. We were promised that that landmark legislation would be the cure-all, and that the citizens of this country would be protected from the third world invasion. It didn't happen, did it? It was a lie. It was a total lie, and now they're trying to do it again. And then to top it off, now we hear the other day, one of the top conservative talk shows comes out and says he's evolved overnight. Overnight now he evolved, after the election. And he suddenly is in favor of amnesty. You hear this? Unbelievable to me. So who's going to evolve on Monday and say that we should give up our guns? Who's going to evolve on Tuesday and say we should give up our First Amendment rights as conservatives? Who's going to evolve on Wednesday and say that... they've evolved on any other issue that supposedly is a conservative stand? What are they going to evolve on? By Friday, there'll be nothing left. So we'll have the one-party system that we have in California. How'd that work out for California? How'd that work out, the one-party system under Jerry Brown and Nancy Pelosi? That worked out real well. Let's take your calls. 855-400-SAVAGE. Incidentally, again, I'm not taking many calls thus far. If you get on the show, you get a free copy of... Train Tracks. I intended to read some stories from it tonight, but I can't. I cannot. I couldn't do it. Because the news is shocking. Amazing. I mean, between lipstick on your collar and the turncoat acts of various and sundry, it's unbelievable to me. And here I have the opportunity, I think, to discuss these things with you. And I think that you're interested in this. I realize it's late on a Friday night for most of America, and it's still drive time here in San Francisco on the West Coast, you know. And many of you haven't yet gotten home. You're in your cars here in San Francisco in the KSFO area. I think you must be boiling over this. This is a monster story. And it's not going to go away by Monday, by the way. But I can guarantee you this. No matter who says anything about the Petraeus resignation, they're all going to say Benghazi because that's a no-brainer. I mean, that's the baby. The baby conclusion, it was Benghazi, boom, simple. That's a simple one. But that he would have run as a potential presidential candidate after the career in the CIA, and he was thrown overboard by the Republicans who do not want him. And they did a deal with the Democrats. They both won on this. You get it? Do you understand this? Okay, that's my opinion. Let's take your calls. Let us take your calls. Boston, Massachusetts. Alan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, pleasure to speak with you. First off, I love the 50s music. Reminds me of my late father. That was his music, and I appreciate it. Now, as far as the present issues are concerned,
yes,
it's all smoke and mirrors the way I look at it. The only thing that I've evolved on is the fact that Independent Party is more conservative than the Republican Party. And the reason why people sit at home and don't go out and vote is because we don't have a real conservative running in the office.
Alan. Yes, we don't have a real conservative. We have rhinos. We know that's why Romney lost, because he was milquetoast, stood for nothing, Czech Panther Republican, Country Club Republican, wishy-washy. I'm on your side. That's why he lost. We know that. Okay. So Petraeus, though, wouldn't Petraeus have made a great presidential candidate?
He could have, and I'll tell you, if Petraeus would have benefited this present President Obama, then this affair thing never would have seen the light of day. And I look at it this way. If you can't blame a former president for everything, the state of affairs, blame your own staff. And that's what he seems to be doing right now. He's, you know, everyone's supposedly stepping down. Come on, it's smoke and mirrors. You hear all this stuff happening. And most of us are just...
Wait. This is a big deal. Hold on. This is a big deal. This is a big deal to out a CIA director like this right after an election. Anyone with a baby mentality can see what's going on here. But they don't see the bigger picture, which is that was to neutralize him as a presidential candidate, because the Republicans never would have launched his career because he was uncontrollable. You don't take an 82nd Airborne general like this and turn him into a hack like Romney, who will do anything to get ahead. In plain English, I'm sorry you don't want to hear it, but you're hearing it. The election's over. That's all. We don't have to suddenly, every statement, do a mea culpa, but he was a nice man and wonderful and a great thing, and he was cheated. I mean, you can say anything you want. You know, there's so many elements of truth here. They're not all lies. They're all truths. But the bigger truth here is that Romney destroyed any chances for the Republicans to ever run another rhino, because no one will vote. We saw McCain Rhino lost. Then they run Romney. Rhino gets fewer votes than Rhino McCain. So the dummies in the Republican Party are not so dumb. Remember, they're still there. They're still in power. They still have money. They can still cut it up and divide it up with their Democrat colleagues. So they don't need a guy like Petraeus running for office. He's liable to actually do what their conservative movement wants. End of story. He's gone. He's toast. That's all. So we can talk about that. We can talk about the amnesty of a talk show host. This is a heck of a show, I got to tell you. Let's take callers now. Youngstown, Ohio. Sam, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. You know, you can almost thank Lou Costello for what he did for you, because what he did, he helped you ascend to the number one spot. I mean, he sold out every conservative. I mean, at the drop of, this wasn't at the drop of a hat. It's almost like you don't leave your husband, wife, girlfriend overnight. This is something that's festered inside you for a long time, and it's just a matter of time before the truth.
Why would Lou Costello have done this the day after the election without realizing that it would certainly paint them in a negative light to his listenership?
Oh, it's absolutely. I don't think I could ever trust a man again, just like the old saying,
Look, let me be clear. This is a very delicate tightrope I have to walk right now, because I don't want to attack him necessarily, but something's wrong with the picture that a man who has risen so high in the conservative movement would say such a thing right after the election.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I wish I had an answer. It's just like...
Let's say this. Is it rational? Even if he was going to arrive at this evolutionary point at some time, why would it be the day after the election or 2 days later? There's something wrong here.
Something is definitely wrong. I don't think we're hearing the whole story either.
No, well, that's it. It's like Petraeus. I gave you the whole story. He was a potential presidential candidate, and both parties didn't want it because he was too honorable. Do you buy that as a potential idea?
I'm not sure, but I could say one thing for you. I know where you stand, the topics you stand on, what you stand for. You can always be trusted to tell the truth, and I know you will never set up a public like this. Never.
I hope not. This is a very tough business to, you know, if you can keep your head when all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Which is one of the great lines from the great poem, If, by Rudyard Kipling. I've used it since I learned it when I was 17 years old. Because I've been accused of things I never did. I've been misquoted by the United Kingdom and banned from entering the country while they let Muslim murderers into the country and live in the country. And so, therefore, I mean, I had to have something to keep me going. And one of the things that kept me going was my family, of course. But it was also the poem, If. If you can keep your head and all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. One of the great poems of all time. Listen, Sam, you're getting a free copy of Train Tracks. Thank you for being a listener. I really appreciate that. You know what time it is already? It's unbelievable to me. It's 48 minutes after the hour on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-SAVAGE. 400-7282.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Okay, Savage Nation, listen up. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. Big changes are coming in the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, here's your assignment. Get and read The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Look, for years I've told you the U.S. dollar is at high risk of crashing. Was I wrong? And hard money offers protection, no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of The Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. What's the result?
Today's dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history. Learn what must be done to preserve your money now. And get this, I've secured a supply of the Great Debasement books for free. It's a $20 value. And for a limited time, to celebrate my new radio home, I can offer them free of charge. But you must call now, 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
KSFO traffic is off to the South Bay. We go Highway 17 northbound at the connector to 280 southbound there. We do have a two-car accident there, and right now it is blocking the right-hand lane. We also do have some very slow traffic in the East Bay from 880 northbound and the connector to 80 eastbound there. You'll see traffic practically stopped and slow traffic as you come off the lower deck of the Bay Bridge through the maze, and slow traffic continues 80 eastbound to Albany. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're a homeowner and you pay more than $150 a month for your electric bill, please listen to this important message. You are overpaying for your power, but you don't have to anymore because Solar Universe offers you a choice. Going solar with Solar Universe produces power cheaper and cleaner than buying it from your utility company. The Solar Universe Savings Program allows you to get free solar installation with absolutely no upfront costs. You only pay a low monthly amount for your solar power that is less than your current electric bill. Plus, we include all the maintenance and insurance, as well as a performance guarantee for the next 20 years. So if your bill is over $150 a month, stop overpaying for your electricity and visit us now at solaruniverse.com and get a free solar savings estimate in just 20 seconds. Don't wait. You have a choice for better, cheaper power. Visit us online at solaruniverse.com. That's solaruniverse.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-607-1909. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909.
No matter what your home improvement need, rely on Service Magic, your free source for top-rated contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. Log on to homepro.servicemagic.com. That's homepro.servicemagic.com.
Make today all about you. Pamper yourself with a hot stone massage and a galvanic body treatment, which will plump, smooth skin, and zap fat from Roman Paradigm Massage and Therapy. Go to sweetjack.com to unwind for 56% off.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All right, so now we're back on the air. I don't want any more 50s rock and roll. It's old. Get some heavy metal. So we're talking about, on the Savage Nation, the amnesty lie and why amnesty won't work. We are talking about a major talk show host who bills himself as a conservative for many years, saying that he evolved and he's in favor of amnesty suddenly, which is shocking. Have to mention it. Trying not to criticize other talk show hosts, but I mean, look, this is a story unto itself. This is a right out of the Republican Party platform where they evolved overnight. What are they going to evolve next? We believe in higher taxes, the seizure of guns, and the end of free speech. Maybe they can evolve by Wednesday into the entire protocols of Marxism. And then there's the Petraeus thing, which I've told you about. Williamsburg, Virginia. Travis, go ahead. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I have to respectfully disagree with the honor portion dealing with General Petraeus. He pushed the video. Remember, they came out a few days later. He pushed the video. Where was his honor? When Ty Woods...
Wait, let's analyze what you are saying.
You are stating that Petraeus pushed the theory that it was the video, the anti-Muhammad video, that caused the riots. I don't remember that. You may be right. But you do remember that Petraeus came out and threw Obama overboard, don't you, when he said nobody in the CIA gave the order to stand down. Do you recall that?
Yes, I do, Dr. Savage.
Well, wait, hold it. This seems to be a conflicting situation. You're saying Petraeus blamed the video, which we know to be a lie. That was Obama's big lie put out by Susan Rice and the other women in the troika that run the country and the world. And then we also heard Petraeus say, I didn't give any orders to stand down. He threw Obama overboard by saying that.
Dr. Savage, if he would have stood up and said, you know what?
Whoa. No, wait a minute. He did say he didn't do it. He said, I did not give the orders to stand down, and nobody in the CIA did. He threw Obama under the bus. So from that point on, Obama had it in for him. That's it. So he was ready to testify. Now they undermine him with the affair deal. But let's go to the affair itself. I'm not justifying the affair. Don't put me in that box. Military, not allowed, blah, blah, blah. But Bill Clinton was commander-in-chief. He had a lot of fun with the DNA all over the White House. They needed to bring in a biohazard team to clean the White House after he left from his DNA. It didn't make him resign as commander-in-chief. The man's DNA was all over the White House. And what did the liberal left say? Oh, shenanigans. Oh, the right wing. Oh, the uptight Protestants. Oh, the Protestant ethic. Oh, the Christian conservatives. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, look the other way. It's just a man. A guy will be a guy. I don't hear that today about Petraeus, do you? Where are all of these ladies today? Come on. That's all. So there it is. Look, this is what an hour this has been. I have so many other things to cover. I know it's Friday night and you want to, you know, go to the movies or whatever you do on a Friday. What does a normal person do on a Friday night? I've been away from being normal so long, I don't know what the average person does. I guess they have friends, right? Friends, alien to me. They have dinner parties, alien to me. They go to sporting events, alien to me. I'm so deeply into talk radio. I've been into this so deep for so many years, it's hard to pull myself back out of this. There's no way out. There's just no way out of this. People say, why do you do this? Why do you get yourself so involved with it? Why do you make enemies every day with your analysis and your truth? They're going to give you a hemlock one of these days. I got the hemlock already, my friends. They gave me the English hemlock. And I have been denied entry into England now for 4 years. And boy, do I miss the English cuisine. And what I miss mostly about not being able to go to the UK is the fine dental work that they're famous for. You know, I had looked to have my teeth redone by the English dentistry establishment. I'll be right back.
Savage.
One little joint supplement.
Advertise rate of 3%, 3.399 APR, 691 per thousand for payment amount. Minimum credit scores apply. Not all applications will qualify. Rates may change without notice. Loans may pursuant to California CFL license number 603-8922, NMLS 245420, and equal housing lender. I got mortgage DBA.
We all thought mortgage rates couldn't get any lower, but they just did. Refinance rates are at an all-time low, 3%. But these rates will not last forever. So call Flagship Lenders at 1-800-267-0509 now. Avoid future mortgage payment increases. Call today to see if you qualify for a 15-year fixed rate at an all-time low of 3%. Let Flagship Lenders help free up your cash flow today. Pay off your home in half the time and save big by refinancing now. Don't miss the boat. Let Flagship Lenders reduce your mortgage payment while rates are this low. Flagship Lenders also offers FHA streamlines and the hard-to-find HARP programs. Call 1-800-267-0509. That's 1-800-267-0509. Call Flagship Lenders at 1-800-267-0509.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
The very top of the CIA. Washington was stunned late this afternoon when it was learned that CIA Director David Petraeus had resigned.
David Petraeus came to the White House 24 hours earlier and told the president he was submitting his resignation. and Petraeus was blunt about the reason. He had had an extramarital affair. He called that unacceptable behavior, and in a letter to the intelligence community, Petraeus writes he will always regret the circumstances that caused him to end a career of government service.
ABC's Ann Compton. The affair discovered in the course of an FBI investigation. The FBI was said to be looking into some strange internet activity on the part of Petraeus' biographer, Paula Broadwell. Some emails were discovered that raised concerns. ABC's Luis Martinez says, all this amid questions over the CIA's role in the attack in Benghazi that resulted in the death of the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans.
Petraeus and the agency have come under fire the last couple of weeks, coming kind of slowly emerging a picture that the CIA was heavily involved in protecting the consulate in Benghazi and whether their actions were appropriate.
Acting Deputy Mike Morrell considered the top choice to take over as CIA director. With the fiscal cliff looming in January, President Obama has invited congressional leaders to the White House next week for talks. The president wants to raise taxes on wealthier Americans, but House Speaker John Boehner remains opposed.
Raising tax rates will slow down our ability to create the jobs that everyone says they want.
If the two sides can't reach a compromise, tax hikes and automatic spending cuts kick in January 1st. If you're planning to travel for Thanksgiving, you better get those tickets. Traveling on Thanksgiving Day has its benefits.
Find that the airport is empty, the lines are few, and you're probably even going to see a few empty seats on your flight.
ABC's travel editor, Genevieve Brown. This is ABC News.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry! Our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Good evening. I'm Geralyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. An Oakland man was arrested today in connection with the vandalism and arson of a Muni bus during celebrations of the San Francisco Giants World Series win. 24-year-old Adam Diaz is the third person to be arrested in connection with the incident in which several people burned and vandalized a Muni bus after the Giants beat the Detroit Tigers. Authorities say Diaz was identified and arrested due to help from the public after police released photos showing a man believed to be Diaz smashing a bus window with a skateboard. There were 8 passengers on the bus along with the bus driver when it was stopped. All 9 got off the bus safely before it was destroyed. Police are looking for a man who tried to lure a 15-year-old girl into his SUV as she walked to school in Fremont. The girl told police the man approached her and offered her a ride Wednesday morning as she was walking near Breyer Elementary School. The suspect was described as an Asian man with a heavy build and short dark hair who was estimated to be in his early to mid-20s. He was driving a white mid-90s Chevrolet Suburban-like SUV with a roof rack. KSFO traffic. Right now in the Bay Area, Dublin area, 580, 680 connector ramp to 680 southbound there. Looks like we have first reports of a traffic accident. No details as of yet, so just keep your eyes open there. San Francisco, 380 westbound to the 82 connector ramp there. Looks like it's a two-car accident, and fire crews are already on the scene there. Also on the Bay Bridge now, 80 westbound at the incline, we do have a stalled vehicle, and it is blocking the left lane. KSFO weather. Tomorrow, partly cloudy early, chance of rain clearing by the afternoon, highs in the 50s and the low 60s. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Geralyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why is that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite for rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, with Pacific Coast Termite around.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch, smile.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What?
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So we see the beginnings of the most corrupt regime in American history now turning on American heroes such as General Petraeus. We see the FBI being used as a tool of the Obama administration once again. Now they're claiming that the woman that he had an affair with was trying to access Petraeus's email and possibly gaining access to classified information, according to the corrupt NBC News. This is something out of Greece in the 1950s or 60s, when there was a right-wing, a right-wing dictatorship that was so corrupt and tied into the media so corruptly that the people had no chance for any scintilla of truth. But now we have the same thing in America with Obama and the establishment that he created. And I've told you that on the face of it, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. Headline says CIA Director David Petraeus quits over affair with biographer revelation amid FBI probe. I mean, they didn't have the probe going before the election. It was only the day after they discovered this. Now they're trying to smear and kill the woman and destroy her at the same time. They're saying she tried to access his computer. You believe a word of that? This is right out of a corrupt banana republic. They're trying to destroy two people at once. The bombshell stunned the political military intelligence establishment. So why did this come out today? Well, the baby answer is because he was about to testify against Obama on Benghazi Gate, and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it was Obama's inability or unwillingness, rather, to send in troops or drones or the Air Force to save our ambassador that led to the ambassador and the other gentleman's death. And so, therefore, that's one. That's an obvious, that's a slam dunk. Of course, it makes no sense that he won't testify now because he's still alive. They didn't give him hemlock in his drawing room. What do you mean he can't testify? Why not? What do you mean? How does it change what he knew from when he knew it to now? How does that change anything? That's number one. So the other reason is that the Republicans wanted Petraeus gone because he was above and beyond a sterling candidate for the presidency in 2016. They even mentioned it. Or it was mentioned, not by them. And they don't want him to run because they can't control him. You don't control a man who's a combat veteran, a war hero, an airborne guy from the 82nd Airborne, man who ran the defense in the CIA. You don't have these low-life backroom... You don't have these low-life political hacks controlling a general like that. He would have been too independent. So now they both win, they get rid of him. So they can run another rhino and lose again. And then they can make believe that they have crocodile. Oh, we lost. Oh, we'll win next time. We're going to win America back. Let's take America back. Let's run another. Let's see. Who can we get for Rhino 3? Maybe they can get Bob Dole again after he's gotten through stabbing America in the back with his... you know Bob Dole's been doing, don't you, since they threw him out? Oh, lobbying for China. Your good friend Bob Dole. Another great Republican, old Bob Dole. So who do they have left? The hippopotamus from New Jersey? Yeah, well, he's a perfect candidate because since he's such a whichever way the wind blows guy, you know what I'm saying. So maybe they can run him. He has no credibility anymore with the conservative movement, Christie. So that's a perfect candidate for them. The absolute perfect boardwalk empire candidate would be Christie, not Petraeus. So they betrayed Petraeus, threw him overboard. Then the topic, again, I'm sorry we have to bring it up again, is the issue of a very prominent conservative voice going on the radio yesterday and saying he evolved overnight and he's in favor of amnesty. Overnight, he evolved. I hear about evolution, but one thing I know as a biologist, you can't evolve overnight. See, you don't evolve overnight. You don't have one position on Tuesday and another position on Thursday. That's not called an evolution, my friends. Evolution takes a while. That's called evolution. No, that's called a turnabout. That's called turnabout. That's called a revolution. It's not called a revelation, you could call it, but not an evolution. But let's play that unnamed individual because I don't want to attack him. I want to ask you what you think about his evolution in clip one. So, Dean,
we've got to get rid of the immigration issue altogether. It's simple for me to fix it. I think you control the border first. You create a pathway for those people that are here. You don't say you got to go home. And that is in a position that I've evolved on. Because, you know what, it's got to be resolved. The majority of people here, if some people have criminal records, you can send them home. But if people are here, law-abiding, participating, 4 years, their kids are born here, you know, it's first secure the border, pathway to citizenship, done. You know, whatever little penalties you want to put in there if you want, but then it's done.
That was brilliant.
But
that's a brilliant analysis. That's really deep thinking. Okay, that's very deep thinking. That's a great analysis that comes right out of the Republican talking points from John Boehner. I'm sorry to tell you. I have to tell you, to maintain my credibility, I have to tell you I've never heard such malarkey in my life. Now, yesterday I said I will not attack any other host who was syndicated by Cumulus, and I stick by that. But I'll tell you, this is such a shocker. This goes outside the realm of loyalty to the team, because this is shocking. Something's wrong with the picture that overnight a man would say a thing like this, and the next day he's not on the radio. Gone. I don't understand what's going on, but I think I know what's going on. I think that there's a very, very big sea change coming from the Republican Party, which I saw the day after yesterday, you know, if you know what I'm saying, when we saw the useless guy who runs the Republican Party, John Boehner, like getting up there like a lush in a bar saying, I'm whatever they say I do, I'm for them. Let's evolve on this. Let's evolve on that. We stand for nothing. I'm glad I have the job. Look at the suit I can wear. I bought a new tie. I have a nice suit. I'm doing better than I did when I was a union representative. Why should I throw away a gavel? Look what I could do if I just keep turning and turn. I don't care what I stand for as long as I stand here. I like how I look. I like how I sound. I'm glad I have the job. Why should I do anything that would offend Obama? So I agree with him, whatever he wants. I'll make believe I don't. And this is what's going on now in the talk radio business. So Karl Rove disgraced himself, as you well know. And we said yesterday he was one of the individuals who should no longer be taken seriously. And I hope the Republicans learn. No, they don't. They don't learn anything, as you well know. See, well, okay, that's a whole story for another. And now we have this. If you can't talk about these topics on a Friday night, you must really be agitated. Now, amnesty is a big lie. It didn't work in 1986, and it was tried. Many of you don't know that, and I've educated you in the first hour to the fact that under Reagan, there was a Simpson-Mazzoli Act that was passed during the Reagan years in 86, and it was supposed to take care of our illegal immigration problem. We were promised that this landmark legislation would be the cure-all, and that we would no longer have this problem, and it didn't. It didn't work. Can I have the data I asked for about other votes? See, there are many Republicans are so deluded that they think that they're going to get Hispanics to vote for them if they only bend over backwards to the illegals who broke the law, by the way, coming here, and grant them amnesty. Now, let me explain why that's a lie. First of all, it didn't happen from 86 to now. Millions of people were granted amnesty in 86, and what do? They brought in their families. Now they're screaming, oh, you're a racist. The whole family needs amnesty. Well, Hello? Did they vote for Republicans after they're granted amnesty through the Simpson-Mazzoli Act? No. What was the Hispanic vote for Obama in 08? What was it? 62%. What was the Hispanic vote for Obama in 2012? 67%. I didn't suddenly see any of them jump over to the Republican Party. Now, let's look at the Jewish vote for Obama. It's an interesting statistic because many Jews have been here, their family's been here 100 years or more. They're still Democrats. They could be wealthy, they could be powerful, they could be running Hollywood. Why are they still a liberal Democrat? The Jewish vote for Obama in 08 was 78%. The Jewish vote for Obama in 12 was 70%. It went down 8% only because of Israel. But fundamentally, the Jewish people have not evolved politically in 100 years. They're still acting as though that they're immigrants just off the boat. They're still at Ellis Island. They still think that they suffered from the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire personally. They could be running Hollywood, but they still feel as though they were working in the needle trades, and they came up with an undershirt from the needle trades. They were in a sweatshop, and they're still going to vote Democrat right down the line. What am I saying by this? I'm saying to you that it's shocking to me how immigrant groups continue to vote liberal Democrat 100 years later. And so if the Republicans are to delude themselves into saying, well, we'll evolve. We'll evolve and we'll grant amnesty to the illegals, and they're going to suddenly, oh, yeah, I love Republicans now. Oh, I love them. I love those guys in check pants in the country club. I've always loved them. They're just my cup of tea. Why do I love them? Well, because they granted the amnesty. And they're like the master of the plantation. So I'm going to go for them. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't vote. Asian vote for Obama in 08, 62%. Asian vote for Obama in 2012, 73%. Women vote for Obama in 08, 56%. Women vote for Obama in 2012, virtually the same, 55%. Didn't change. Which is interesting, since all of the ethnic groups went up for Obama, with the exception of the Jewish vote, which went down by 8% because of Israel. Notice how the woman vote was static, because women got leery of Obama on the national security issue and the bread and butter issues. But that's a separate issue. What I'm saying is, don't be deluded into thinking that by granting amnesty to illegal aliens, suddenly the Hispanics are going to vote for the Republican Party. They're not going to vote for the Republican Party. It's not going to happen. 100 years from now, they're still going to be voting for the left wing, the radical left. The very thing they ran away from in Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador, the corrupt socialist dictatorships they ran away from, they're voting to have put into this country. You want me to spell it out for you a little bit more? The very things that the Hispanic people ran away from in their corrupt banana republics, they're trying to have happen here. They don't even know it. Because why? Because not one Republican has explained to them the difference between what the Republican Party ought to stand for and what the Liberal Democrat Party, in fact, does stand for. The Obama machine is almost identical in principle to the socialist machines of Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador, which the Hispanic people ran away from. Do you know that? Now, if a Republican had explained that, he might have gotten 10% of the intelligent Hispanic vote to move over. But no one would even explain that to them. Why? Either they don't even know it themselves, or they were afraid it would backfire on them if they dared say it and be used against them. So that's where we talk show hosts come in radio. We go beyond politics because we're not politicians. Now, let's stop there for a minute. Or are we politicians? Well, we live and die by ratings, don't we? Don't we live and die by ratings? So there are some talk show hosts who are under the foolish assumption that if they suddenly come out for amnesty, their ratings are going to go up because all of those people who are listening to music stations and sports are suddenly going to listen to them. Oh, he's a good guy. He came out for amnesty. It's not going to work that way. It doesn't happen. It won't happen. And I know it from various and sundry studies. It's just not going to work. Moreover, you're going to lose your base by pandering. The only thing you got left in this business at the end of the day, and I learned this from day one, is your credibility. If you have no credibility in talk radio, you can't do the show. No one will listen to you. You know, I was told that by a man who ran music stations. He told it to me about disc jockeys. Even disc jockeys have to have credibility, let alone a talk show host. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-3393. 800-400-7282.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-509-1075. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-509-1075. That's 1-800-509-1075. 1-800-509-1075.
There will never be a better time to own an RV. Don't miss the silent bid sale. That's right, for 2 days only, November 10th and 11th, it's the A to Z's of RVing in one convenient location. You name the price. Simply select the RV of your dreams, fill out the offer sheet, and give it to an authorized product specialist. No salesman, no pressure, no hassle, no negotiations, and no reasonable offer refused. Huge selection of new and pre-owned RVs. Knowledgeable product specialists available for questions. Extended hours and all indoors. Financing available with no payments till next year. For this event only, the banks will be offering below market rate financing with little to nothing down. You can be pre-approved on the spot. This event will be hosted by Sky River RV, 6700 Regional Street in Dublin, next to Outback Steakhouse. For more information and details, call 1-925-447-7200 or visit skyriverrvcenter.com. This year's best opportunity to own the RV of your dreams.
Michael Savage here. Hey, look, if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, consider the gift of sight. Consider LASIK with Dr. William Ellis. He's Stanford trained and he's the best. I recently went to his office for great treatment. I never recommend anybody unless I trusted them implicitly. Consider the possibility of freedom from glasses and contacts. LASIK with Dr. Ellis is done with the most advanced German technology. Now, in celebration of the 20th anniversary of LASIK Eye and Laser Medical Center, they're offering wonderful savings with full financing available. And if you act before year's end, you may be able to use the tax-free dollars in your flex plan. So why delay? Put yourself in the caring hands of my friend Dr. William Ellis for big savings and a great doctor. He's the best. Call 877-933-3315. The evaluation with this offer is free. Call 877-933-3315. Next year, the tax law changes, so you better act now. Call Dr. Ellis at 877-933-3315. And tell him Michael Savage sent you.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for?
800-321-3023.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
A real war hero? Yes, he is. He has great honor. He's loved by the men in the military. They all have the highest regard for him. He's an 82nd Airborne General, a real combat general. He was a man who took command in Iraq when all had written it off as lost. And he was a brilliant general. And his nickname, by the way, was King David. It was given to him by the soldiers that he served with as a compliment. In Iraq, he was known as King David because he was powerful and fair, a man of action. So here we have a nation that elects a liberal Democrat who embraces sweeping left-wing social change, legalizing gay marriage, recreational use of marijuana, let it all hang out, if it feels good, do it. And then we have a leader like him who had an affair, who's crucified by the very same administration that has liberalized virtually all of these social issues. How does that work? Because that's not why they decided to dig into his affair and crucify him with it. They knew about this a long time. What do you think, it happened yesterday, just discovered it Wednesday? So they're hanging around for the right moment. The right moment is before Benghazi, because he came out right after Benghazi and said nobody in the CIA gave the order to stand down. So he threw Obama under the bus right then and there. I said it on the radio show, if you remember. Then there's a twofer. They wouldn't have done it if they didn't have the approval of the Republican hacks in the top of the party. Believe me. Obama never would have gotten rid of Petraeus without the cooperation of the Republicans. And so, in my opinion, they're all in on getting rid of him. And the reason the Republicans wanted him gone is because the American people would have seen him as the only possible candidate for the Republican presidency in 2016, who they really would have loved, who would have brought out the conservative base. And God, do the Republicans not want the conservative base to ever come out again. They want you to stay home like you did. They don't want your vote. They didn't come on this show, did they? Did they go? Did old Romney, the Rhino, come on this show? No. Did he come on any other conservative show that I know of? No. He went on every middle-of-the-road type of radio show, but he wouldn't come on a conservative show because they've written off the conservative movement a long time ago. In fact, they even gerrymandered or redistricted the war hero Alan West district to get rid of him. That's how bad this party actually is. They stand for nothing, but it's a dangerous assumption to think that they represent you in any way. They don't. Right? Now, other generals have had similar issues, by the way. General Dwight Ike Eisenhower, who was one of the greatest generals in modern history, a man who in World War II made the decision to go on June 6, 1944 to invade Nazi-held France. If they allege that Eisenhower had an affair with his driver, Kay Summersby, who later became his secretary, right? Now, if that is true, why did Army brass at the time, including FDR, look the other way? Because Eisenhower was an effective leader who had a job to do. He was not asked to resign by FDR, and he went on to become president himself. Right? So, the fact of the matter is, Petraeus was on the road to run for the presidency in 2016. General, defense secretary, CIA director, throw him overboard. Because the Republicans didn't want a real man that they couldn't control in the office. And certainly Obama didn't want him to testify against them. That's my analysis. You agree with me or disagree with me? I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A verdict has been reached today in the trial of a man accused of 3 violent sexual assaults on San Francisco's 21st Street last year, but he won't learn his fate until Tuesday. 32-year-old Frederick Dozier faces 26 charges for the attacks, which happened in June, November, and December of last year. The charges against Dozier include attempted murder, kidnapping, robbery, and other sexual assault charges. He faces life in prison if convicted of all counts. KSFO traffic. We head to San Jose right now. 880 southbound, the connector to 101 southbound. Looks like it's a stalled vehicle there, blocking the left-hand lane. Also on San Jose, 280 southbound at South Bascom Avenue. We do have a solo vehicle accident there off onto the right-hand shoulder. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, 3, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Protecting and optimizing your PC has never been easier. Immediately see a difference in performance, connectability, and have peace of mind knowing your important documents, music libraries, and irreplaceable family photos are safe. Introducing Large Software and their ultimate PC computer suite. Visit MakeMyPCNew.com and enter the code RADIO1 to secure your limited-time offering of this award-winning software package. Quantities are limited. Visit MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com and enter code RADIO1.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070. Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is a savage nation. Funny what I was doing during the break. I wasn't reading about Petraeus, nor about any of the topics I've been talking about. I, for some reason, I know you think I'm crazy, but I do. I was reading about fava bean allergy because I had Indian food and I've been upset since. And I remember writing a book in the 80s called The Skeptical Nutritionist, where I talked about fava bean hemolysis and the people are allergic to it. And you know, the fava beans are part of this nouvelle cuisine started in some of the restaurants in San Francisco, Chez Panisse, where they shell fava beans for appetizers because it was so cool to serve fava beans. They knew nothing about favism. And it only happens, by the way, in people who have lack of particular enzyme who can get favism, not favism. Favism is something else. That's a whole different... No, favism. And you can get fava bean hemolysis if you lack this enzyme. And you'll have, within a few hours, you can get, of eating the beans, an allergic reaction with dizziness, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, abdominal pain, and sheer prostration, blood in the urine, which turns reddish brown to black. So who has fava bean hemolysis? Who lacks the enzyme? Male children are the most frequently affected, by the way. So don't feed your children fava beans or broad beans, incidentally. Be very careful. I know many people, oh, they're vegetarian. We don't eat meat. My children eat beans and rice. Well, good for you. Go to the next step. Well, what if you have a deficiency of an enzyme, glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase? What? Well, who is that? It's a genetic trait and occurs among people of the Mediterranean region, mainly Jewish people, and among black Africans. No, that's not a racist statement. It's a medical statement. Most individuals contain the enzyme, and you're not affected by broad beans or fava beans. But you may be susceptible to fava bean hemolysis. You should know about that. Yeah, well, because Christmas holidays, very often you're going to wind up eating, you know, weird foods, particularly to visit relatives in California, you know, and you get sick. Okay, and a lot of Italians eat fava beans. They think it's all good for you, but it may not be. There's a toxin in it, and that's all I need to tell you in the middle of all of this. I still have a PhD in this field, so my mind drifts occasionally back to actual science. Pardon me. If it could be of use to you, I'll throw it in the middle of discussing the Petraeus and those who betrayed us. You know, let's take your calls now on the Savage Nation. Ron in Los Angeles, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. I believe that General Petraeus was discovered to be having this affair earlier on before the election.
Right.
And it's consistent with him coming out and throwing Obama under the bus because he was probably being pressured to lie, which he was not going to do. And I believe he came out and decided to turn himself, admit to this by himself rather than have it come out through any other means.
So, of course, but that's logical. But what is unique in what you're saying? I said all of that for an hour and a half now.
What's unique is that he threw himself under the bus. He wasn't going to be pressured to lie to the committee investigating the Benghazi.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Even if he was outed, and they knew about this a long time ago, that's obvious. They didn't discover it Monday. So he resigns on a Friday night, days before he's supposed to testify against his boss, Obama. Why is he prohibited from testifying? Just because he resigned? Why? He still knows the truth? What, he lose the ability to speak? His vocal cords got thrown out too?
He can still be subpoenaed to testify.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense to me. All I can say is he shouldn't go jogging in Marcy Park.
Probably not.
No. If I were Mr. Petraeus, I wouldn't be jogging in Marcy Park over the weekend. Hernando Beach, Florida. Thomas, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, enjoy listening to you. I'll get right to the point. I don't really agree with your theory on he's honorable. I agree with you on that.
Right.
But I don't think the Democrats or the Republicans could hold anything over his head because he would be the type of an honorable person that would just say, hey, tell what you have to tell, but I'm also going to tell what I have to tell. If he's that honorable, wouldn't he kind of say he wouldn't give a heck
No, because they could strip him of his pension. They can really cause him a lot of harm. See, he resigned as CIA director. He didn't get stripped of his 4 stars nor of his pension, did he?
No, but still,
I can get look the way the world works, my friend, is they pulled him in a back room and they said, either you resign and you hold on to your pension and you walk away into the sunset and you hold all of the brass and all of the gold, or we're going to drag you through the coals and strip you of your pension.
Ah, you got a point there. That's why I listen to you.
Look, again, all I'm doing is giving you one man's opinion. It doesn't mean I know the truth. I don't know anybody who knows him. I'm not a guy who's been invited to the White House. I never had George Bush invite me to the White House. Wallbanger did. I mean, Wallbanger was in the White House. He knows these people. I don't. I don't go in those circles. I'm just a little guy in radio who sits here in a checked shirt and tries to figure things out for my audience. What do I know? I'm not invited to these parties. I don't give speeches before auditoriums and have people throw themselves at me. I don't call myself a great American. I don't do any of that. The only people who are the great Americans are the ones who are underground from the military. And they're the great Americans, the ones you never hear from. They don't talk about it. Neither do their friends who watch them die. That's something I learned. The few guys I know who are in the military who actually were in combat never talk about their heroics. Generally, it's people in politics or radio who tell you how heroic they are. You know, no, that's the sad truth. It really is. It's a sad reality. So, you know, look, again, I want you to go to my website. Of course I do. I'm trying to get you to look at my stories and buy my book, Train Tracks. I'll be very honest with you because I think it's a great book for the holidays. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it might inspire young people to do the right thing, truthfully. Will it change my life? Let's say it sold 10 million copies. What would it do for my lifestyle? Nothing. Let's say it sold 300 copies. How would it change my lifestyle? Wouldn't. It's a matter of I want you to read about tradition, about families, about being together through thick and through thin. Because I think these never-before-told true tales about Michael Savage's journey from poor immigrant son to my media position will take you back to a safer America, and you have nothing else to hang on right now. What else do you have? I'm trying to give you a message. I'm an immigrant son. He came illegally, worked his heart out, and died at 47. He didn't sneak in. He didn't sneak in and then bring his family in. He waited online, worked his heart out, died of a heart attack at 47. My father died young. It's a miracle I'm alive, to be honest with you. I never thought I'd get to this point in life. I never, ever did. Every day is a miracle to me that I'm alive. So I put together stories from my life, how I started with virtually very little. I can't say I had nothing because I had strong parents with a great work ethic. It was drilled into me. It was beaten into me mentally. I was told that work is the most important thing a man can do, and truth and honesty. I was told that over and over again. My father made me cry when I was young if I fib. He did. I didn't put that in the book. He was like an Old Testament type. He hated any kind of squeamishness in terms of the truth. He wouldn't let me get away with it. He would hold my feet to the fire over and over again and make me tell the truth about anything. So I'm trying to pass on something about a safer American time for the holidays. Honestly, I think it's like a legacy, the book. It's, to me, an important. I dug up the life stories. So now you go to the right side of the website. Pretty woman. She's a West Point graduate, incidentally. Yes, she's married also. Yes, she did the dirty act with him. She's married to a radiologist, but she's a West Point graduate. They were in the military. She was the biographer. So I ask, with her picture, was it her or Benghazi? That's number one, sir. Underneath it is a story I dug up on the lie of amnesty for illegals, where it was written by a man named Costin. It says the Simpson-Mazzoli Act was a big lie, and it's got a cartoon attached to it. You really should read that article. It's fabulous. And there's so much more up there that you're not going to find on any other website. Stories that I found interesting from today and yesterday. It's past post-election stuff, but you see, already we're seeing the corruption of the Obama administration, literally within 48 hours. They take a hero general who was the head of the CIA. It's unheard of. It's unheard of! Never happened before. Never. Never happened before. Of course they didn't fire and tell him to out himself and quit because of the affair. They knew about this for a long while now. No, they wanted him out of the picture. In another time, it would have been done with a hemlock or with a .45 caliber solution. It would have been done with what's known affectionately as a Sicilian boat ride, or in Ohio, what's known as, what was the one woman told me a few weeks ago? I laughed. They don't do that anymore. Now it's like, oh, an affair. Oh, I see. Suddenly that's the worst thing the general could have ever done. I'm not justifying it, but certainly the, what? You mean the people who outed him in the FBI, they're all pure as the driven snow? Are you joking? Oh, he's in the military, and I see it's punishable by court-martial. Oh, so let me see. When Clinton was doing the same thing, but on a much more massive and much more degenerate, smutty field, he was commander-in-chief, and he didn't resign? Eleanor Cliff said, shenanigans. Remember her, that hag? They called it shenanigans. I remember, you know, I have a memory like an elephant when it comes to politics. I forget nothing. I forget nothing when it comes to politics. And all the hacks now are attacking, but wait till you see what they do to him tomorrow. All the left-wing hacks, the snickerers. Well, he had to go because in the military it's punishable by a court-martial. The very same people who justified Clinton, oh, it's shenanigans. Oh, it's just look the other way. It's just the missionaries. It's the right-wing Republicans. It's the Christian conservatives doing it to poor Clinton. Give him a break. Look the other way. Right? And I didn't say that about him. I'm saying it about him. Something's wrong here. L.A., Los Angeles, Mike, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Mike. To add to the point of Petraeus being, his character being destroyed by the Obama political machine, here's another fact for you. Back in 2004, when he ran for his senatorship, the Republican man that was running against him, Jack Ryan, the Chicago political machine brought a sex scandal to destroy his character, which paved the way for Obama to become the senator.
Mm-hmm.
And so
this is just the pattern of the Chicago machine.
Yes, it's Obama's M.O.
Okay, so we accept that Obama benefits from Petraeus being out of the picture because he won't testify. And they let him keep his pension to keep him from testifying. You agree with that so far?
Yes.
Okay, they let him retire honorably in a way. They dishonor him, but he gets an honorable discharge by keeping his pension. And he doesn't get tried with a court-martial. They let him walk away with the pension. Do you agree with my assessment that the Republicans were consulted on this and were also glad to get rid of Petraeus because they didn't want him as a candidate?
Possibly.
Possibly. We don't know that. It's more plausible that it's the Democrat side, but you certainly wouldn't put past the Rhino Party that they would want him out of the picture because they couldn't control him.
Well, yeah, with Boehner in control, I mean, you know, he goes to the bar, has a couple of drinks, and then he'll agree with any Democrat, you know.
That's what and now let's go to the third issue of the day. How about the talk show host who came out saying he evolved on amnesty in a 24-hour period? How can you evolve in 24 hours?
Well, you don't. He just, I watched him early on in his career, and I liked him, but then, he's just a waterboard for the Republicans.
See, now this is the problem. This is the problem now, and this is going to happen more frequently, and watch out. Watch your media right now. The day after Boehner called for a sort of amnesty, suddenly one of the top talk show hosts who's a conservative follows that exact protocol?
Yeah.
It's not good, Mike, and I'm telling you, it's not good for the listener to be that upset by the loss of the election number one and now the loss of any voices they can count on. I feel obligated to talk about it because immigration's been a big issue with me since 1994. And you know, you say, well, why are you so hard on this? Why haven't you evolved over the years? You know that the immigrant works very hard. It's all true. I'm not blind. I know who does the hard work in America. I've said it over and over again. I've seen it over and over again. But that's not the issue. The issue is not the hardworking people. The issue is the decimation of the economy, the decimation of our schools, and the decimation of our hospitals. You can't look the other way to what has been done to our schools and to our health care system from the illegal immigrant. You cannot look the other way. You can't. And it's not going to change if you suddenly, with a wand, say, make them into citizens. It's still not. It's not going to change it overnight, is it?
No.
If you have a population of 30 million people who refuse to speak English, refuse to learn the rudiments of what this country is about, refuse to have an American flag in their house instead of having flags of their home country, which I go to sporting events and I've seen it, if you have hospitals that have been bankrupted by being forced to give a care to illegal aliens, look at California. Look what Jerry Brown just did to this state. Look how that man has bankrupted the state beyond what it was when he inherited from Schwarzenegger. Why? Because the unions wanted him to. He's a wholly owned subsidiary of the SEIU. And so you start giving in to them on this, what's next? Oh, well, you know what? Maybe one of them will say, well, I see the light and I've evolved on the Second Amendment. I think we should all give up our guns. Don't be shocked if that doesn't happen next. You agree with me on that?
Yeah, well, they're already talking that UN treaty.
There you go. Well, maybe one of the talk shows will suddenly agree with the UN treaty on guns. And then maybe they'll agree that, you know, what was that act, by the way, that they wanted to ban conservative talk radio? The Fairness Doctrine, right? Well, maybe one of them will say, you know, the Fairness Doctrine makes sense. Well, I think if they think that the Fairness Doctrine makes sense, that they should begin with themselves. I'll be right back as the Savage Nation.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
The holidays are right around the corner, so if you're planning to get together with friends or family, I recommend the new party game, Say Anything. I love this game. It's so easy to learn. You just read the question out loud, and the next thing you know, everyone around the table is talking, they're laughing, they're having a great time. And when you play Say Anything, it's all about expressing your opinion, which, of course, I love. So it's not just another trivia game. It's more like having a hilarious dinner conversation where you're feeding off of everyone else's ideas. Even days later, you're all laughing about what happened when you were playing Say Anything. So whether you'll be spending time with friends over the holidays or you just need a great gift for someone who loves to laugh, you have to get Say Anything. It's been awarded the Party Game of the Year, and it comes in a bright and beautiful red box. And you can find it at Target, at Toys R Us, or select Barnes & Noble stores. So pick up Say Anything and find some friends, and then just do what I do. Speak your mind.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks.
Is the Bay
area housing market starting a new boom cycle? Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, thinks so. She's holding a seminar November 10th to show KSFO listeners how to find properties direct from auctions or banks. Whether you want to fix and flip or buy and rent, find out how you can get great investment property in the Bay Area or Sacramento. The event is November 10th in San Mateo. Visit realwealthevents.com. Again, that's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK, 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices have gone up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds, guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum, and set in size while you watch. Diamond floating heart pendants with 33 full-cut diamonds are $99. 4-carat diamond and amethyst pendant and earring sets are just $99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So we've devolved now into a banana republic virtually overnight after the election. They basically just threw a general, the only war hero we have left. They threw him under the bus because he criticized Obama when he said, I at the CIA or no one at the CIA told anyone to stand down. So he was throwing it right back at Obama because he didn't want to lose his honor. He knows what happened. He knows that they were begging for help in Libya. Now, you see, now most of you know what I'm talking about. Do you know that only 5% of the electorate cared about foreign policy at all? Do you know that? Do you know how dumb the American voter is? Do you have any idea how stupid they are? It's amazing to me. Incidentally, Petraeus was the second major league combat general to be fired by Obama. I said it was Bush. It wasn't. McChrystal was fired in 2010. Do you remember that? And do you know why McChrystal was fired? He was another tough as nails. He spit razor blades out. Another paratrooper. He spit razor blades out. Do you know why he was fired? He criticized none other than Over Biden. That's right. He criticized the lunatic Over Biden, and they fired him. Now they're firing this one for daring to basically say Obama's a liar, which is what he said. Well, someone in the White House did it, more specifically is how he put it. Do you have any idea what a big scandal this is? You know that a European would be shocked by this, but the American voter is so dumb they don't even know what happened. They don't care. The election's over. Okay, so the election's over. Now what? Now you want to devolve altogether into a banana republic overnight? That's what's happening. So Obama fired McChrystal in 2010 for criticizing Over Biden. And now he's basically forced Petraeus to resign because it's a purge of the only generals who might have stood between us and a complete and total sellout of the United States of America. I know it's sort of like 7 days in May. It's a little too Burt Lancaster for most of you. But you know, back in the day of the movies when they were still being made, before the degenerates took over Hollywood, and there were some movies of patriotism being made, before the degenerate crowd took over, the sewer pipe is never going to make a movie about 7 days in May. You have two generals who might have stood between us and the abyss. They're gone. McChrystal and now Petraeus. Hey, have a nice weekend. Think about that one. Think about that. Go to my website and read all about it. Two generals, two hard guys, two real patriots, two paratroopers opposed to the fat slobs in the Pentagon who were in it for the contracts and the pensions. Gone. You know what we have left now? Mush.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products, we build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
The latest news, 24-7.
Cabrera takes strike three called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit.
No bad breaks. No, we got the
New Yorkers are resilient.
Yeah, it's devastating. The storm is not yet over.
The airlines are optimistic.
Well, I'm waiting here for my insurance company.
Maybe about 4 feet of water downstairs.
With the power of ABC.
Barack Obama has defeated Mitt Romney and has earned himself another 4 years in office.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO. This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
He's the last person they would have suspected of having an extramarital affair. CIA Director David Petraeus has resigned. ABC's senior foreign affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz has known the retired four-star general for close to a decade and has more on what she's learned from insiders.
There is the question of why he chose to resign now. Officials tell ABC News the FBI was investigating Petraeus' biographer, Paula Broadwell, for strange activity on the Internet, and then some emails were discovered in the course of that investigation that raised concerns.
Intelligence experts say when it comes to the CIA, an extramarital affair can become a national security issue.
This would be precisely the sort of thing that if the Russians or the Chinese found out about it and Petraeus tried to hide it, they might be able to blackmail him.
President Obama says Deputy Director Mike Morrell will serve as acting CIA director. President Obama's invited congressional leaders from both parties to the White House next week to see if there's any hope of a compromise on the fiscal cliff. If not, automatic spending cuts and tax hikes will kick in January 1st, and that could plunge the country back into recession. Gas rationing has helped ease lines in New York City.
You didn't have to be a mental giant to figure out that this is the way to do it rather than waiting in line for 5 hours.
New Jersey's had gas rationing for nearly a week. There will be Purple Heart ceremonies across the nation this Veterans Weekend. In Pittsburgh, John Hasey received the honor today. He was on a bombing mission in World War II when German fighter planes brought him down. He survived more than a year as a prisoner of war.
It's been a long haul. It was 68 years ago when the two German farmers beat me up and I became a prisoner. But fortunately, here I am today alive and accepting the Purple Heart.
He's now 94. This is ABC News.
Get a GE washer and dryer for just $349 each right now at the Home Depot. Not only is that an incredible $350 savings on the pair, it's holiday savings you can enjoy today. So get a jump on holiday shopping and saving with the GE washer and dryer for just $349 each, but only while they last. So hurry. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, valid through November 26, U.S. only. See store for details.
Tired of the long commute and spending your paycheck on gas? Check out EPA's Best Workplaces for Commuters. Employers making every day Earth Day by offering you benefits like transit passes, vanpools, and telework programs. They save you money, stress, and save the environment. Visit BWC.gov. Ask your employer to get on a list of Best Workplaces for Commuters. Cleaning the air and saving energy, one commute at a time. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and this station.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. An Oakland man was arrested today in connection with the vandalism and arson of a Muni bus during celebrations of the San Francisco Giants World Series win. 24-year-old Adam Diaz is the third person to be arrested in connection with the incident in which several people burned and vandalized a Muni bus after the Giants beat the Detroit Tigers. Authorities say Diaz was identified and arrested due to help from the public after police released photos showing a man, believed to be Diaz, smashing the bus window with a skateboard. There were 8 passengers on the bus along with the bus driver when it stopped. All 9 got off the bus safely before it was destroyed. Two people are in custody on suspicion of fatally shooting a man in Antioch last night. Police arrested 25-year-old Felicia Vizcaina and 31-year-old Joshua Perry, both of Antioch, early this morning. Investigators believe the pair killed 44-year-old Vaughn Walker, also of Antioch, after an argument over money Walker allegedly owed them. Police think the shooting took place in front of a home on West 18th Street, and somehow Walker arrived at a hospital around 8:30 p.m., where he died a short time later. Vizcaina and Perry are being held in the county jail in Martinez on $1 million bail each. Rain in the Bay Area means snow in the Sierra. Mammoth Ski Resort opened today, and although it's a bit of a drive, ski and snowboard fanatics are expected to head to the slopes this weekend. Mammoth spokesperson Joni Lynch is hoping for a great ski season.
So far, the outlook is good. I've been in the ski resort business a long time, so I don't usually tend to make long forecasts. I believe it when it comes. But we're starting off strong. The storms this weekend, and there's a series of storms next week, too, to set us up for a good Thanksgiving.
Ski resorts around Lake Tahoe aren't open yet, but many hope to be around Thanksgiving or early December, weather permitting. KSFO traffic right now in the San Bruno area on 380 westbound to El Camino Real. Looks like we do have a solo vehicle accident there. That right lane is blocked. Also now in the Fairfield area, 80 westbound at Travis Boulevard. Look out for a stalled vehicle there blocking the off-ramp. In Concord now, Highway 4 westbound at Willow Pass Road. We do have an accident there blocking the right-hand shoulder. Also in San Jose, stalled vehicle 880 southbound to Highway 101 southbound. That left lane is blocked there by that stalled vehicle. And in Sunnyvale now, 101 northbound to Highway 237 westbound. Look for some debris on the left lane there. People are swerving to avoid it. KSFO weather, still some chances of rain and possible thundershowers tonight. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy early with a chance of rain clearing by the afternoon. Highs in the 50s and lows 60s. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I watched a movie last night on TV. I was exhausted. I'm getting over a cold, but it's spreading around my head now into my ear. You know, your nose and throat. It's just moving around the old virus. So I have an excuse now to be a child again. I kind of like having a minor illness because it gives me an opportunity. It's like I don't have to force myself to do anything. So I stayed in bed after the show, went right home, cooked spaghetti and nothing. Sometimes I want to have no dinner, just plain spaghetti and like cabbage, like in an Irish cottage. Steamed the cabbage and ate some spaghetti. And I watched a movie called Wonderland with Val Kilmer. Now, I had seen this movie before, but I'm going to talk about it for a reason. I was fascinated to watch it again. It's allegedly, first of all, it's about a period in time when it was Val Kilmer plays Johnny Wadd, who was a porn star of the time. And it's really not about him being a porn star, Johnny Wadd, as played by Val Kilmer. It's about him being a drug addict and basically a minor drug dealer enmeshed in the entire Los Angeles Hollywood drug scene at that time. And it's a very eerie movie along the line of some other incredibly great movies made about that period, including Patty Hearst. Remember that movie, Patty Hearst? Amazingly perfect movie. The tone was right, the feeling, the music in the background. Well, in watching Wonderland, it brought back that whole era to me. I don't know whether it was the late 60s or early 70s, but in any case, it was a very, very dangerous time in America. It's a time when a lot of people made believe they were your brother when they were out to put a knife in your back. It was a time when drugs permeated every aspect of American life. Does it sound like today? Well, it is like today, only it was a little different in terms of style. And it's strange how the effects of that movie have affected me. I mean, the effects on me were quite profound. In many ways, I looked back, turned it off, and I said, wow, boy, did I miss a bullet. Because, you know, there are, as Henry Miller wrote, Each morning I wake up and 1,000 paths open up before me. It's the only Henry Miller could have written that. But it's true for all of us. Each day I awaken and 1,000 paths open up before me. You know what that means. How many of you listening to this show could have gone down a wrong road? Or how many of you went down the wrong road and it took you 20 years to come back to the right road? How many of you are down a wrong road right now, want to come back to the straight and narrow, and don't know how to get back there? You've lost your way. See, that's the hardest thing, is that once you go so deep into the woods or into the desert, you can't even find your way back because you don't have a compass. And when there's no leadership in the country, and there's no one standing up there and saying, here's north, here's south, here's east, here's west, in other words, here's a moral compass for you, you don't know which way to turn. And we have that in the White House right now. Forget the man's left, right, center. We know what he is politically. In many ways, he's a fanatic left-wing Marxist. We understand that. But in more ways than one, it's really all about Obama and Mrs. Obama than it is about politics at this point. Even his base has come to understand he's in it for himself. He likes Air Force One. It's nice to be king. He can throw away all of his youthful idealism. It's great to have an entire nation at your disposal. So I want to go back, and I don't want to get too political today. Instead, I'm talking about an obscure movie called Wonderland, played by Val Kilmer as the lead, where he plays Johnny Wadd, and the effects upon me and how it led me to today's show. You know what I was doing all day before the show, right up until the show started, before I had my humble salad, looking at the landscape and saying, I'm the luckiest man on the planet. It's the most beautiful place on earth. I don't want to be anywhere else. I never wanted to be anywhere else. I am where I've always wanted to be. You know, be here now. Well, I am here now. Thank you, God. So I'm eating my humble salad with Teddy asleep in the sun. I love to watch a dog asleep in the sun. I love to watch the way they breathe. And this is the Nat Geo view of the world where I'm not worried anymore. At that moment, when I get up in the morning and the dog stretches and looks at me and wants to go out to pee in the backyard, I realize that the psychopaths who run Nat Geo are just trying to scare me. When they tell me that all living creatures on the earth were wiped out many times, and the last time was 94 million years ago, and it's about to happen once any second now again. We're either going to be hit by a giant meteorite or a shower of meteorites, or a cosmic ray is going to hit us, and all of life will be wiped out. And I look at my dog and I say, well, where do poodles come from if everybody got wiped out? They evolved in only 64 million years it took to evolve to a little poodle. So what I'm saying is, all right, of course there were cataclysms that created the Earth. I understand that. I'm a man of science. I've seen this. I understand how landforms work and what they tell us. But if you walk around fearing another apocalypse, if you fear another cataclysmic celestial adventure such as this, how do you get up in the morning? I see these scientists, these astrophysicists and such from Berkeley, speaking about this as though it's a real event to them. Well, the reason the dinosaurs got wiped out, and thank God they did, because that enabled the lower creatures to evolve, and that's why we're here, they say it with a twinkle in their eye. How can you be married to a woman like this, I ask myself. She was beautiful and intelligent, and a scientist at that. But how in the world does this woman lay her head down on a pillow at night without fearing that a meteorite isn't going to personally come through her bedroom window and kill her, I ask myself, as I fall asleep with a smile, knowing that at the end of the day, I'd rather believe in anything but that. So again, I come back to the absurdity of asking you a political question, given that I understand the cataclysm is just around the corner. Realizing that there's a cataclysm just around the corner, I have to ask you a strict political question. I'm saying, can't you understand why I went into science originally? It's because I was so frightened of the world and what could happen to a human being between one breath and the next. How life could disappear, never mind a cataclysm. Your father dies, your brother dies, this one dies. You know, it was like an Indian movie. I grew up sort of in a movie from India. Who was that great? Sacha, I forget his name. He was a great Indian filmmaker from 30 years ago, Sashi Ray. And he would show life in a teeming Indian slum that was very much like the life that I had in the Bronx, not to that extent of poverty, don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about people next to each other, living and dying and breathing and laughing and crying.
He's a beloved man.
And I look back and I said, God, that was beautiful. It was all there. That was life. It was just full of life, you know what I'm saying? So now here I am, basically a man alone on a hill, doing a radio show, looking down upon the world. And I have to say to myself, you know, give it up, man. Just let it go. You got everything you ever dreamed of. Stop worrying so much. It's all going to end anyway. And how can you get so excited about Obama and Romney and this one and that one when you understand the big cosmic picture, Mike? I'll be right back.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Are you looking for the best that news journalism has to offer? A news that's interesting, insightful, and thought-provoking? Well, I just read the Christian Science Monitor magazine, and I can tell you, it's a breath of fresh air. Now, the Monitor is not a religious magazine. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning news source with objective and unbiased content that will stimulate your thinking. I can tell you, it's one of the few publications that still has its own foreign and domestic correspondents reporting from around the globe. This week's Monitor highlights how cooperation and civility are essential as America addresses its biggest challenges. And now, it's easy to subscribe to the Monitor. They have two special offers, a free 30-day trial for the digital version or 19 free issues for the magazine. Just dial 1-888-488-4443, promo code 568. That's 1-888-488-4443, promo code 568, to receive either version.
There will never be a better time to own an RV. Don't miss the Silent Bid Sale. That's right, for 2 days only, November 10th and 11th, it's the A to Z's of RVing in one convenient location. You name the price. Simply select the RV of your dreams, fill out the offer sheet, and give it to an authorized product specialist. No salesman, no pressure, no hassle, no negotiations, and no reasonable offer refused. Huge selection of new and pre-owned RVs. Knowledgeable product specialists available for questions. Extended hours and all indoors. Financing available with no payments till next year. For this event only, the banks will be offering below market rate financing with little to nothing down. You can be pre-approved on the spot. This event will be hosted by Sky River RV, 6700 Regional Street in Dublin, next to Outback Steakhouse. For more information and details, call 1-925-447-7200 or visit skyriverrvcenter.com. This year's best opportunity to own the RV of your dreams.
Hello, I'm Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors.
Hello, Dimitri. It's nice talking to you again. This is Barbara Simpson.
Hi, Barbara. It's such a pleasure hearing your voice during your program. I've been meaning to call you and thank you for your recommendations and kind words for carpet contractors.
Well, Dimitri, I didn't do that much. I just spread the truth about carpet contractors. Before I recommended you, I did my research, compared you with the big box companies, and read all of your reviews on Yelp. All of those people couldn't be wrong. I liked what I read about carpet contractors, the years you've been in business, and the stars in your ratings. I also enjoy promoting local, family-owned businesses such as carpet contractors. Good luck to you.
Barbara. Barbara. We're thankful to you and to our customers throughout the greater Bay Area.
Carpet Contractors, serving contractors, apartment owners, and designers since 1975. And now, Carpet Contractors is open to the public. For all your flooring needs, call Carpet Contractors at 415-933-9999.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Well, I have so many things I want to talk about all at once because I feel liberated from the election. I feel like I can finally think again, breathe again. I know you feel the same way. You're all burned out from it. It's the same over and over again. We're tired of it. So that's why I'm moving on. But going back for a moment to the movie Wonderland, because I'm going to lead from there back into today and everything else, believe me. So I watched Wonderland, and allegedly it's about a murder that occurred in Hollywood back in the day. And it's the center of it all was the porn star Johnny Wadd, played by Val Kilmer. But I'll tell you who stole the film was Josh Lucas. Josh Lucas was so menacing in this movie. There was a palpable feeling of Josh Lucas jumping out of the screen every time he appeared. The way he presented menace was so strong that you literally recoiled and set yourself up for a blow or to protect yourself from him. And that's how powerful he was in this movie. He plays a former, I think, 101st Airborne, either helicopter pilot or an army pilot, one or the other, back from Vietnam, like many guys came back completely crazy from the war, totally hooked on drugs, major league drug addict, major league drug dealer, stoned 24 hours a day, and he presents that feeling that if you live through this period of time, you know there were guys like this. Most of them, of course, are not around today. Most of them not around because they either burnt out or wound up, killed by the police because they were attacking and killing and needed to be put down by the only people we have to control them. But this is an amazing story. And what it didn't make any money, really. I don't think it made much money. It didn't gross very much worldwide. I don't know why this movie didn't do very much. John Holmes, a legend of the porn industry and revered in circles as a stud. I think this is in the 80s, an early 80s is what it was. It's astounding, the movie. Does anyone know what I'm talking about, why I'm talking about it? So it brought back an awful lot of emotion in me, and then I went and dug into my past, and I reflected on where I am today. Now, coupled with that, before the movie, you know what I read? I told you it's going to be a discursive show, so please be patient with me. I read a small Civil War book written by Ambrose Bierce, who lived between 1842 and 1913. And he wrote short stories about what the horrors of the U.S. Civil War. If you're a Civil War buff, an amateur, it doesn't matter. What was done to men is beyond comprehension during the Civil War. And you know, you read a book like that, and then you look at yourself and you look at your life and you realize, why are we all so mad at each other? Yes, Obama has done some terrible things in this country. And yes, he should be thrown out of office. But for God's sakes, slow down. Slow down. You don't want a civil war in this country. Don't let anyone from the left or the right steam you up to that point. You've got to understand what that means, what murder actually means. What it actually means to bash in another man's head with a pipe, or to stab a man in the chest with a bayonet, or to see a man chopped to pieces by a cannon fusillade. Now, I am trying to tell you something here, which is we live in one of the greatest countries in history. To me, the greatest nation on earth. I don't know of a better nation. I'm sure those of you who are liberal think that Holland or Sweden is better, and I say to you, good luck to you, move there. To me, this is still the promised land. It always has been and always will be. Greatest country on earth. Most men can still go around without arms. Most men still can. There are certain areas where police won't even go, and that's because of the weakness of the federal government, who should crack down on the illegal aliens who are toting military-grade weapons. But, you know, that's for another story. And you have Obama granting amnesty to 215,000
El Salvadorans without a peep from the media. But slow down, I say to myself. Just back off. So, again, I want to go back to what I'm talking about. Yesterday I read Civil War scenes by Ambrose Bierce. Then I watch Wonderland. And I think about the violence that has been committed and could be committed against fellow human beings. And I think of the of man's inhumanity to man. I think of the poor boys who have come home from Iraq or Afghanistan, either in a body bag and what it's done to their sweethearts and their mothers and their fathers and their children. Or I think of the body parts left behind because of the corporate greed, because there was no reason to go to Iraq whatsoever. It was all about the contracts, so far as I can tell. If you're not used to the Savage Nation radio show, I would say get used to it, because this is what I normally do, is what I'm doing today. To me, talk radio is bigger than that, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Open up your F-stop, for God's sakes. Take it all in. So, I mean, I find great relief in movies and in reading, to be frank with you. So now I can go back to Wonderland, Ambrose Bierce, the Civil War. So Kate Bosworth plays Dawn Schiller. Stunning. Unbelievable. Great role. Didn't even know who she was. And terrific in that role. But as I say, the guy who really stole the whole scene was the one who plays the ex-helicopter pilot from Vietnam. Eric Bogosian plays Eddie Nash, the Palestinian drug dealer. The guy who allegedly came over to Hollywood and ran a hot dog stand and was dealing drugs out of the hot dog stand and built it up into a chain of nightclubs in L.A. in that time and became a big dealer. And the cops couldn't touch him because he was so greased into the L.A. political scene. Amazing. Very well done. I didn't like the accent, but the way he portrayed it. Even Paris Hilton is in the movie as Barbie on a boat. She plays Wonder. I couldn't believe it. I did a double blink. I said the has-been was in this movie. I enjoyed it again, but the violence in it was awesome. It was horrible to see what human beings are capable of doing to another human being without blinking an eye. But okay, you know, I'm not a child. I understand that, which is why I have an attack poodle, a 10-pound attack poodle to protect me. Now, here's where I'm going with this. So the movie Wonderland portrays a certain time in America, okay? And it's strange to me how that time seems to now permeate the culture. It seems to me strange how that time seems to even permeate the White House under Obama. It seems to me that the mentality of those in Wonderland cleaned up their act, cut off their beards, put on suits, and went to work in the political scene, and they're all Democrats. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's actually frightening to believe that so many of them did survive that era and became lawyers and became politicians and became big Democrats. Yeah, I know it for a fact. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. I'm not saying that the Republicans are as clean as driven snow, but you know and I know that the largest degree of corruption in this country and the stink is mainly coming off the Democrat-Socialist side. I can give you one story after the other. It's frightening to behold every day. So if you'd like to comment on any of this, please do. Has anyone called on the movie Wonderland? Anybody? Nobody in the whole world? And there's not a person out there who knows what I'm talking about or why I'm excited to even relate that to today. All right, I'll move on. That's all. If you keep it up and you get me really mad, I'll read my old poetry. I'll really depress you. I'll start reading old poems from the 70s when no one knew me, which is really where I'm going with this. To be honest, you didn't know it. You didn't know it, but here's what I'm doing. Capering nimbly in a lady's chamber is not the title of my next book, but that is a phrase. Capering nimbly in a lady's chamber is a phrase from Richard III. Now, why do I quote that? It's to get your attention, because most of you are intimately involved with your own fantasies. So, I mean, you see, Richard III was writing a line like that, Shakespeare, capering nimbly in a lady's chamber. You can understand where I'm coming from, which is literature. So, as you well know, I had a novel published which did very, very well, despite the fact that it was ignored completely by the illiberals. It was 6 weeks on the New York Times list, which shows you how important they've become, that we can write a novel, we Neanderthalic right-wingers, and put it on the New York Times bestseller list without so much as a notice by the so-called leaders of the literary establishment in the United States of America. Not one review, except on Amazon. And the book did well.
Where was I?
Yeah, so I watched the movie, I read that time comes back in my head, that period in American history. And I say, now Harper's is so interested in me as a writer that they're several publishers are now vying for my fiction. So they're saying to me, what did you write before we knew you? What did you write while you were a writer, per se? Saying, okay, this is every writer's dream. But I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A verdict was reached today in the trial of a man accused of three violent sexual assaults on San Francisco's 21st Street last year, but he won't learn his fate until Tuesday. 32-year-old Frederick Dozier faces 26 charges for the attacks, which happened in June, November, and December of last year. Charges against Dozier include attempted murder, kidnapping, robbery, and other sexual assault charges. He faces life in prison if convicted of all counts. KSFO traffic, it's down to the South Bay we go, 101 northbound at Yerba Buena Road off-ramp there. We do have a stalled vehicle blocking the roadway there. CHP is on scene. Hayward area, 880 northbound at Winton Avenue. We do have another stalled vehicle, but no details as of what lane it might be blocking. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online, every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Utes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen?
Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So I know now, for months now, I've been digging through closets. There's a long story attached to this. I can't even get into it. I could take an hour to tell you how this happened. About a year ago, I thought I had lost all of my early writings going back to the 60s. But I had it in storage in a little, in a warehouse. I mean, it was buried. Like, I thought it was gone. Couldn't get it. Had a former assistant sent them in there with gas masks. It was so filthy and dirty and nightmarish. And he gets out these filing cabinets, and we open them up, and gold falls out. All the stories I've ever written going back to the first one in the 1960s, which was about my my first year as a social worker in the Upper East Side of New York, Upper West Side of New York is there, and an investigator for the New York City Department of Welfare. I mean, it's all in there. It's great stuff. Some of it is really good. Some of it is childish. So I go in the archives, and I'm pulling stuff out, and it's one good thing after another. Now, some of it is not fit for publication, I admit, but some of it's better than I ever thought I wrote. And I'm going to share some of that with you, perhaps, if I get egomaniacal enough. I will share some of it with you, unless I get embarrassed by it. And then I say I shouldn't dare it, and secondly, it's so far. Okay, here's one I'm going to tell you the book's going to start with. It goes back to 1978, and many of you are young fathers, and you have young children, and you don't really know how to deal with it. Either your father has died, or you really don't know him, or he doesn't really serve in that capacity for you. And, you know, many of you listen to my show because you like me. At this point, I'm like an uncle. So one day back in 78, we're hiking up a mountain together with the young children, very young children. And I have a brand new leather jacket. I was poor, but I needed to buy something for myself. So I went out and bought myself, at that time, a $400 leather jacket. I was like all the money I had, but I wanted to look good again. I wanted to be cool. And it's very hard to be cool with a baby pack on, I got to tell you that. It's very hard to think that you're still, you know, marching around in Wonderland when you have a perambulator in front of you on Telegraph Avenue. So I buy myself a $400 leather jacket. You know, I'm still trying to look good. Why do I have to look like a wreck just because I have two children? And I'm struggling, right? So we hike up Mount Tam. This is a one-paragraph shot, and then I'm going to stop because I'll embarrass myself. Here's hike up Tam with family. The baby wet my back on the climb and proceeded to match my testaments grunt for grunt, pitch to pitch. So in other words, what happened was the baby was in a backpack. I buy a $400 jacket, and boom, the diaper doesn't, and right down the jacket, ruined. And I'm like, oh, God, man, where's this going to end? So I write this. In order to keep my sanity, I'm writing in my journal, so I write, the baby wet my back on the climb and proceeded to match my testaments grunt for grunt, pitch to pitch. I realized what tyrants are, our babes, how scarcely 10 pounds can dominate 200. But then a bee which weighs scarcely 1 ounce can also tyrannize a bull. And a single microbe, virtually unweighable, can decimate entire populations once propagated. I guess this is God's way, the small bringing the large to an abrupt halt, a harmonic balance of weights and measures, equilibrium, the universal goal. Well, if this is not the goal, it sure is a pain in the arse. So, you know, all right, so what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. It's enjoyable to read to me because I realize that, you know, everyone goes through everything. Are you ready for one more piece of literature? Then I swear to God, I'll go back to the prosaic here. Bolinas Beach, Tuesday, March 14th, in the archives. You ready for it? I'm opening up a little window into my past. I'm alone on the beach, right? I want you, the wind, to write your name across the sand, and you, the wave, to sketch the bay, and you, the bird, to sing me tunes, and you, the stones upon the sands, to stand and dance your sad embrace, and me, I want another chance to climb and sail and enter space. So I talk about the movie Wonderland, and I'm referring to one of the most disturbing and tragic periods in American history, which began. It's when the summers of love ended. at the end of the 70s and the onset of the 80s, right, when these people were too old for love beads or too old for all-night parties, okay, these are the people who could not leave behind their youth and their irrational exuberance. And that was the culture of Wonderland. It was all about drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Combined with the facade of a distaste for authority, values, and the establishment. And most of those who survived that period, who gave that up after the 80s, cleaned up, put on suits, went to law school, and are Democrats. Or worse yet, judges, man. Judges. These stoners are now judges in black robes, is what I'm trying to tell you. You think I'm making this up? The 60s were a time of revolution and change that almost destroyed America. And once the battles were over, there was the aftermath, right? Then you had the misfits of the 70s. And someone described them as part biker, part hippie, part crook, all outcast. No real ideology. Just dissatisfied with everything. Allegiance to nothing, not even to each other. And so these characters think that they're Robin Hoods with dope, but they're not. They talk of love and kill each other. They talk of love and steal each other's girlfriends. They take from the rich and sell to the misbegotten. They steal from everyone, including themselves. So they're like in the end of a long line, sort of an antimatter. They're on the end of an antimatter curve. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. And that's the movie Wonderland. And, of course, the reason I'm talking about it is because those who survived that period, who cleaned up, who shaved off the beards and went to law school, many of them became lawyers, politicians, and they're now lawyers, politicians, and judges. And that's why the country is a wreck. It's because they polluted the legal system. They polluted academia. They polluted the media. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? That all of the leadership in these aspects of our culture were peopled by this type of personality. How many of the people who lead the image-making machines in Hollywood were straight, decent people? How many? A few. How many of a decent American, no one's perfect, people not like these rats, went into academia or went into the law? A few, some, but not many. And I'm afraid to tell you, my friends, the political system is corrupted today by them. So now you see where I was coming from when I started with the movie Wonderland. You understand how that if you let me talk and let me develop and let me develop an idea where I come from and where I'm going, do you get all of this? Do you understand now why this is the most important show in the American media landscape and why this show is growing while others are dying? We're going to stick to this for a while. So I was talking about the movie Wonderland with Val Kilmer and Josh Lucas done in 03, but the effect it had upon me last night. And I was also talking about Ambrose Bierce's writings about the Civil War, and I was reading some of his writings, particularly a short story, An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. Shocking when you realize what was done, what man will do to man in the Civil War. Now, remember, these were cousins, brothers. This was race, the same race to each other. There was no such thing as taking a prisoner. They butchered each other. They virtually butchered each other in the United States of America. And for what? What was it over? Now, we're told that the Civil War was over the freedom of the slaves. It was not. The primary battle in the Civil War was over the expansionist South wanting to compete with the North on an industrial level. It was basically an industrial war wrapped up in the morality that Lincoln wanted people to believe it was for a higher purpose. But people butchered each other, butchered and butchered each other. So, you know, you're reading Ambrose Bierce, and I learn about him. He's a man who lived through so many battles, came out of it injured from the war, but he was a fabulous writer, and he lived many years afterwards, Ambrose Bierce. In fact, he wound up writing at the end, later on in his life, The Devil's Dictionary, which is something to behold unto itself. And the battles he lived through, as I say to you, the ordinary man would have been driven insane from. Incidentally, while traveling with rebel troops in Mexico in 1913, where he wanted to gain a first-hand perspective on Mexico's ongoing revolution, he disappeared. Obviously, he was killed. So while he was in the West Coast, he was writing for the Hearst newspapers and became one of the most prominent and influential among the writers and journalists of the West Coast at that time. He was both revered and reviled because of his caustic wit. sounds very much like somebody I know. Reviled and revered because of his caustic wit. But of course, in those days, caustic wit was accepted as a national treasure as opposed to somebody to be hated. So in his book, The Devil's Dictionary, he writes basically an item. What is the Devil's Dictionary? Satirical definitions of English words which lampoon political double talk. So I'll give you a few examples from his book, The Devil's Dictionary. To apologize means to lay the foundation for a future offense. Bore, noun, a person who talks when you wish him to listen. Comfort, noun, a state of mind produced by contemplation of a neighbor's uneasiness. Patience, noun, a minor form of despair disguised as a virtue. Peace, noun, in international affairs, a period of cheating between two periods of fighting. Politics, noun, a strife of interest masquerading as a contest of principles. Now, let's pause on that one. This is a man who wrote so many years ago, politics he defines as a strife of interests masquerading as a contest of principles. Recount, noun, in American politics, another throw of the dice accorded to the player against whom they are loaded. Self-esteem, noun, an erroneous appraisement, which of course goes to the heart of American political correctness today, where they teach children now self-esteem when they're basically they shouldn't have any. In other words, you either earn self-esteem or you have none. Either you're a wimp or you're a hero. Stop telling everybody that they should have self-esteem. Not everybody's entitled to it. See, he says self-esteem, an erroneous appraisement. Of course it is. Ultimatum. This sounds like Obama, doesn't it? Ultimatum. In diplomacy, a last demand before resorting to concessions. Vote. Noun. A freeman's power to make a fool of himself and a wreck of his country. I couldn't even finish that sentence. Vote. Noun. A freeman's power to make a fool of himself and a wreck of the country. War. Noun. A byproduct of the arts of peace. Well, anyway, you get the picture. He's my kind of guy. Ambrose Bierce lived between 1842 and 1913. And an American editorialist, journalist, short story writer, fabulist, and satirist. But his writings about the Civil War are enough to make you understand how lucky we really are, and how when you really want to hate the opposition party, slow down just a tad, because the last thing we want is a Civil War. Okay? Did I make my point? Did I make my point or not? I hope I did. I'll be right back.
Savage.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-509-1075. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-509-1075. That's 1-800-509-1075. 1-800-509-1075.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-888-987-3232.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and I'm here to remind Americans that we can all take a page out of George Washington's book when it comes to rebuilding our country. In my new novel that I've written with William R. Forston, called Victory at Yorktown, I address issues such as the importance of leadership, faith, and above all, the victory of the American cause.
Get Victory at Yorktown by Newt Gingrich and William R. Forston. On sale now.
Is the Bay Area housing market starting a new boom cycle? Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, thinks so. She's holding a seminar November 10th to show KSFO listeners how to find properties direct from auctions or banks. Whether you want to fix and flip or buy and rent, find out how you can get great investment property in the Bay Area or Sacramento. The event is November 10th in San Mateo. Visit realwealthevents.com. Again, that's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
A big, big night for President Obama.
I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties.
Four more years.
I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever.
Reproductive rights were a big motivating factor.
What happens in the next 4 years
will happen here.
We had overwhelming re-election of the president. We picked up seats in the House. That's not the status quo.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So now we can go on to the rest of our Nutri-Free Hour for your delicate ears. Let's take our callers who are still calling about my discussion of Wonderland, the movie, and the effects upon me and upon America, in the sense that many of those survivors are now in politics and in the black robes. And any other topic that you wish to talk about in the Savage Nation. Phoenix, Arizona. Ira, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael, for taking my call. I'm Ira from Phoenix, 6 years, used to be in Brooklyn. For the last year, I think, you make me laugh and millions of other people laugh in America. So I love when you talked about, as you said, when pasta was spaghetti, when you were flying over Wyoming.
And you heard that poem. Yeah, that's not bad. That's a good one.
I heard that twice, as a matter of fact. And then you once said, your lips stuck together from the rice in Florida.
Oh, that was just 2 weeks ago. I have a sore throat and a cold probably from that meal. I have to go back to the shrimp and lobster sauce in that restaurant was the gooeyest I've ever seen in the entire world. It was so congealed that you could hold bricks together with it. You wouldn't need mortar. You could stand a fork up in it. I couldn't get it off the table. When a little bit hit the table, I couldn't wipe it off with a napkin. I didn't even eat it. I took it home. I couldn't get rid of it. I had to call up the biohazard department or the local health department for them to take it away. So what are you calling about tonight?
I think that I love your books, and I think that you should just do us a favor and please write one cookbook and call it The Abuse of Pasta, since you said...
You have a great sense of humor, which apparently you haven't lost in all your years wandering around in the deserts of Arizona.
Yeah, and it's subtitled Whipped by Wheat. Now, the real...
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry. Abuse of Pasta, and the subtitle is which? Whipped by Wheat?
Yes.
Okay, not... I think Abuse of Pasta is better by itself, because Whipped by Wheat, I don't know, it's a little too esoteric. It's a very funny concept for a cookbook, but only I could do it, so I don't care who rips it off.
No, but listen to this. You said...
Let me ask you, how do you survive in Arizona with your sense of humor and your wit from Brooklyn? What do you do out there to keep from going crazy?
Children's educational music, ages 6 to 11, and a lot of the stuff, like connect the dots, listening to you. I've been here 6.5 years, and I put it into all this positive music to kids.
Isn't that something? So you use me as an inspiration. Who do I use for inspiration, though?
Oh,
I don't know where to turn any. Well, I have my own ways. Like right now, as I'm talking, you ready? Here's a story for you that will turn into music. Are you ready, Ira? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm on the radio right now, one of my secret locations, okay, in my studio. Sleeping next to me on his favorite little bed is my 10-pound poodle, Teddy. He's upside down. He's fast asleep. He's breathing in and out. He has no idea that the world may be wiped out any second by a meteorite or a cosmic ray. He doesn't understand there's an election, and he could care less. That puts me at ease, and it's an inspiration to me at the same moment.
Well, now, and I've been waiting to tell you about Abuse of Pasta, because you said, call us with your favorite moments, our favorite moments of the year.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, now you said the other, might have been last week or a few days ago, you don't go to the restaurant anymore in North Beach, because Pelosi was in the restaurant. She might have been abusing pasta if she was eating it.
It's true that a lot of the major politicians from California eat in that restaurant. And truthfully, once I would see them walk in, I wouldn't be able to not only not eat, I would have to get up and leave. I mean, not only she, but senators, governors, don't ask. I don't want to really be, I'd rather be unknown like in an automat of Italian restaurants where nobody knows me except the owner who goes out of his way for me. I'm having so much, I feel good, something's wrong. I feel like that old Buddy Hackett joke, which I've never forgotten my entire life. I'll never forget him. I was a young kid. This is a Catskill Mountain comedian, and he gets up and he talks about when he first went in the Army, and they sent him to Fort Dix. I remember hearing it. I screamed with laughter. It was so incredibly poignantly correct and funny. He says, they sent me to Fort Dix. He said, I came out of the mess hall. He said, I went to the doctor. The doctor said, what's wrong with you? He said, I don't know. Something's wrong. I don't have indigestion. It's the first time I've eaten a meal, and I don't have indigestion. What's wrong? What's going on with me? I laughed hysterically because the food that I grew up with was the same kind of food. It was like the Grim Reaper, that food. It wiped out an entire generation of men who all died before they were 55. So the hippies who cleaned up their act, shaved off their beards, went to fourth-rate law schools, and went into politics, are now inside Homeland Security, and they're monitoring the Drudge Report. All of the left-wingers who pretended that they were anti-establishment are now working for the U.S. government, if they can, and they're doing everything that was done in the ex-Soviet Union. Why would the Department of Homeland Security operate a social networking media capability program and monitor the top blogs, forums, and social networks for at least the past 18 months? Is this what Obama has brought to America? Absolute Soviet-era fascism? Here's a list of sites reported by Reuters that is being monitored by these dweebs. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, The Drudge Report, The New York Times Leddy blog, L-E-D-E blog, Wired's Threat Level, Wired's Danger Room, ABC News' investigative blog, The Blotter, blogs that cover the bird flu, news and activity along U.S. borders, multimedia sites such as Hulu, YouTube, and Flickr. So DHS is monitoring all of these sites. Is this American? Lexington, Kentucky, and welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I was wanting to call about Wonderland, which is a great movie, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of the scene, and you scared me to death with your comparison to the Obama administration, but the scene where the leader of the gang who attacks, robs the cocaine addict.
Right.
He is strung out for days on cocaine, and he's looking for heroin, and he's losing his mind because his world is falling apart. You
right.
have brought back to me this idea, this comparison to the Obama administration of what are they capable of when their world falls apart. when they...
In other words, you're not saying that they're drug addicts. What you're saying is they're power addicts. And what are they likely to do when their power is threatened?
Absolutely. You know, the comparison to me never...
Well, the answer is quite clear. Let's see what they're liable to do. Grant amnesty to 215,000 illegal aliens from El Salvador so they can vote illegally. Let's see, monitor the Drudge Report. Let's see, pass the NDAA and the National Defense Authorization Act on New Year's Eve. Let's see what else they are capable of. You're just seeing the beginning of what they're liable to do.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer and compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Hey, I'm Sean Hannity, and you're listening to Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, the Bay Area's talk leader.
A Cumulus station.